Blog Talk Radio.
This is Power Talk with great music. Black power, music, bios, fun, competitions, etc. It's going on, y'all. This is your boy, Jimmy Spice Curry. And my co-host, Crazy Psycho. Maybe him, maybe not. You never know. That's why the person's called Crazy Psycho. Hey, figure it out. Listen, this show is fast-paced, rapid-fire music, interviews, bios, chat, tips, even talent competitions, and a little bit of news to keep you informed, you know, with what's going down. So again, it's Power Talk with great music. It's Black Power, music, bios, fun competitions. Keep that dial locked, y'all. Keep listening. We will be right back, baby.
What's up, everybody? This is OG Mac Drummer, and we're coming to you live from Top Star Hip Hop Radio Power Talk with OG. Usually I play this music, but I got someone special who's coming in real quick. Hold on, someone want to send some music, Mac Drummer, at MP3. And social media info. So, everybody, tomorrow I'm flying up to the Northwest to Seattle for the 16th Annual Hip Hop Award Show. And I got the founder, owner, Octavius, on the phone. Without further ado, I'm going to let him kick it and tell you who's who coming and what's going on. And then we'll get into the regular show for the evening. Octavius, what's happening?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, we just packing up, getting ready to go to the West Coast Hip Hop Awards up in Seattle on this Saturday. Man, it's going to be a lot of stars, a lot of old school, a lot of triple OGs, and even got Phil Mo Slim to come out for it. So, you know, we can't wait, man.
Can you tell them why you founded this over 16 years ago? And some of the notable elite who have appeared over the years, break it down to the reason, the why, and where you're going.
Well, I mean, the first reason is because, you know, really the West Coast artists and the East Coast artists wasn't getting any love at all, you know, after the Pac and Biggie thing went down in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of shunned both coasts, you know, as far as, you know, accolades and accomplishments and all this different things. So we figured, well, we might have to start our own thing since they're not acknowledging us, and that's basically what formed it, you know, and because we had party music. It wasn't just gangster music coming from the East or the West. It was all kind of different music. We had party music, we had controversial music, we had political music, and we had all kind of different genres to come out of that, but, you know, we just couldn't get no love. So it all went to Atlanta and Houston and all that. So then, you know, we couldn't get no radio play, couldn't get nothing. So, you know, we just got to do for self, basically, you know, and create our own lanes. And, you know, the same thing that Nipsey was doing out down in L.A., you know, and a couple cats back east was doing their thing. And everybody just started staying on this independent thing, which kind of started in the Bay Area anyway. So we just been on that, man. We just acknowledging ourselves, and we don't need other people to, you know, to validate us. We can validate ourselves, and that's the real reason.
That
part. We're building bridges, not fences. You know, we're trying to marry the old school cast with the new school cast.
Now, that's right. This is the second time you guys hosted it in Seattle, my town. I remember I was there. I got an award. So what's the philosophy about, I know, but explain to the listeners that you rotated all around the West Coast. Explain that.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to keep it in one city. I kind of wanted to, you know, I didn't want it to be the L.A. Awards. I didn't want it to be the Bay Area Awards. I didn't want it to be the Northwest Awards. I kind of, in my mind, I had visualized I wanted to do the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, the Midwest Hip Hop Awards, the East Coast Hip Hop Awards, and the Down South Hip Hop Awards. And then I was going to take the winners out of all of them, and then we all go to Vegas and kick it and do our thing there. That was the initial plan. It just haven't manifested that part yet. But everybody's got their opportunity to do their own thing. And, man, we just, like I said, we're just blessed to be able to do it. You know, 16 years with no funk or nothing. It's just been all beautiful, good vibes, good energy. And we're just going to keep pressing forward.
Now, I know you personally. And name some of the unreleased footage of some of the artists that you have in your, I guess, your vault.
I mean, I've got a lot. I've got, just personally, just me being in the music 43 years, I've got a lot of footage in the vault. I got a lot of, from everybody from when they started until their careers now, even if they're still around.
And you got some Tupac?
But I got some Pac stuff. I got the last footage of Matt Dre alive on the West Coast. He flew to Kansas City the next day after he left my studio. We recorded a song. I got the last song he recorded on the West Coast too before he passed. So there's a lot of different things, a lot of different variations of interpretations of who and what and why and where. But at the end of the day, it's all love. So we're reaching out. We got olive branches out to everybody. We just trying to show love to our coast and everybody else in between. Anybody can come. It's the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, but we've honored
That's
people
right.
from New York and Detroit and Houston and Atlanta too. We don't,
you don't have to explain, because like the CIAA Awards is down south. That's mostly trap people. You know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? So everybody got their thing. Now, who's all coming this year?
We got the Lonies and Spice Ones and, trying to get Mix-A-Lot to come. He don't come out to too much stuff, but since it's in Washington, we're trying to get him to come out. But we don't have Snoop and Hammer, and we don't have some big cats come and pull up on us.
And who's hosting this year? Is Yuck Mouth hosting this year still?
Who is?
Yuck Mouth, I thought it was Yuck Mouth.
Yeah, Yuck Mouth and Kato Fornia from their podcast, their Smoke A Lot podcast.
Hey, are you still going to have that rooftop free mixer tomorrow?
Yeah, we're working on that right now.
In the afternoon. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, make sure you have your camera people up there so I can do the podcast, man.
Oh, no doubt. And what's so cool about this, especially Fillmore and Big Farley and all those guys coming up, you know, them guys are in their 80s. You know, Snoop was supposed to play.
I'm about to get clean. Fillmore going to be up there.
Yeah, you know how they coming. Matter of fact, they driving tonight. They're leaving the Bay, coming up in the Rolls Royce. They crazy. But they do it.
Yeah. They do it like that.
Man, they
play. I be seeing them in Vegas all the time for the Players Ball.
Yeah, so they coming up, man, and I just want to get an in-depth interview with them, you know, because them guys is up there in age, man. We don't know how long
they're
going to
be around forever, so they might as well get first hand off. That's right.
Yeah, and I definitely want to, it's the same thing I want to do with Minister Farrakhan. I want to get an in-depth interview with him, you know. But like I said, man, we just loving on everybody, man. You know, we appreciate everybody that's put in work over
here. Folks, there's never been any incidents, and it'd be Bloods there, Crips there, it'd be everybody, essays, and it's all one family. I love that. I wish that vibe was like that all the time. So it's always safe, and it's an experience, people. Trust me. We could talk about it until we blew in the face, but unless you step on the cement ground floor and experience, man, it's something else, man. And Octavius, thank you again for the invite, man. You know, I rocked with you long way. Any shout-outs you want to give?
Oh, man, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to you, everybody that you deal with, man, and everybody that's putting in this positivity into this thing called life, man. It's our culture, our music, and we should be in control of it. And I know a lot of things that go on in the industry that we don't really have control over, but distribution and our own controlling our own cultural, you know, historic facts and letting other people do it is wrong. I think we should have and control that. And so that's my mission now. That's my goal. You know, I've been writing these books and movie scripts and everything, man. I just want to honor everybody that needs to be honored. And I want to give them their flowers before they check out. I ain't trying to wait to go to their funeral, man, and stand in line in a procession and didn't nobody say nothing to them when they was down and out and, you know what I'm saying, they couldn't pay their rent. And, you know, so we're trying to start a union for all the old school recording artists, rap artists, man, because, you know, we shouldn't be having fish fries to bury our people. We shouldn't be having to do GoFundMes to bury our people. And so, you know, it's a respect thing for me And the respect is out of love. It ain't out of no financial gain or nothing like that. It's a business, and I understand that. But that ain't what this is built on.
Man, I appreciate that. Everybody, this is Octavius Miller, the owner, founder of the West Coast Hip Hop Awards. Again, it's this Saturday, August 6th in Seattle, Washington, the 16th annual West Coast Hip Hop Awards. Yours truly, OG Matt John, will be up there broadcasting live on the West Coast Hip Hop Awards podcast. And any shout outs you want to get? Tell everybody where they can find you, how to reach you. What's your major?
They can find me on Instagram official, West Coast Hip Hop Awards, or OctaviusMiller@yahoo.com. I've been having that email for about 40 years. So it's good. It ain't going nowhere. It's my mainstay. That's how everybody get me. You can West Coast Hip Hop Awards, .com.
Google West Coast Hip Hop Awards. You find all that.
Yeah. Or just Octavius Miller, man, and it's all love. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about that, it's the homie, my homie, Seattle's own, gorgeous Drake, going to still come to the building?
Yes, he is. I talked to him yesterday. It's all good. Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Drake, that's going to be a reunion. I haven't seen him since I was like 16, man. 17
minutes. Yeah, and it's going to be a real reunion because, you know, him and I think he had film on his last movie music video. So it's going to be nice, man. It's, you know, and that's what the award show is now. It's a family reunion. Wow, that's what it is. A musical reunion family, but that's what it is. And we network with each other. We help each other. You know, somebody might want a verse. Somebody might want a beat. Somebody might need distribution. Somebody might need information on the NFTs or branding, and we'll have all that in the house. That's what we're discussing. We're doing a Q&A. Sugar T, E40's sister, will be hosting that part, and you know, doing her thing for the women empowerment, women in hip hop, and we inclusive to everybody.
Y'all heard out of his own mouth. And by the way, so after he departs the studio, I'm going to play one of my 1017 Brain Squad mixes, and then after that, we will be doing a world premiere from TCB Records on Jay Slade. And we're dropping the song. It officially gets released at midnight tonight. Oh, by the way, I want to shout out, I'm going to get these shout outs real quick. I'm going to shout out Chris Crinkle of California, now in the Midwest. He's one of the newest artists who will be signed to 1017 Bridgeport Records. And also, and these people I met on Clubhouse, I met this female. She is filthy, filthy with it. She's a producer, artist, engineer. Her name is The Main Product. I'm going to see if she could call in. And after that, hey, catch me tomorrow in Seattle. Salute, Octavius. We appreciate you all day.
Salute. One love, y'all.
Ready? Hey, callers, if you want to holler, 347-633-9588. Press 1 to talk, or you can listen in. But the line fill up quick. You don't get in. You just got to listen. And by the way, once the show is over, in about 15, 20 minutes, it gets distributed to every major streaming services. It's about, real quick, I'll tell y'all the stats. I was like, read my stats real quick. Let me go to the dashboard. I'm waiting for Shelly to come in. Maddie's, this is his birthday. Happy birthday. He's got a concert there in Canada, some EDM concert deep in the woods, so he won't be calling in. Oh, I got to get where Prophet at. My squad isn't here. But so here's our stats, folks. So far, all-time listeners, folks, we had almost 4.5 million people. I've been doing this broadcast since 2010. But this year alone, 446,000. 840 listeners have tuned in. And this is amazing because I got kicked off of Spotify and iTunes like 2 years ago. Some hater put down a take order thing on my show. And usually it's supposed to be specific for a song. They've been taking out, they just took down the whole show. And I've been going back and forth, but you know, Spotify can eat a dick. iTunes, you can eat a dick too. Mr. Miller's proof that people can go on without the majors, and so am I. You dig? Now, matter of fact, Spotify and them be hitting me up, and so did iTunes. I think the truth is that I go harder than the people who they publish on their podcast who pay them. Let me tell you something, folks. If you do it right and you got a squad behind you, There's nothing you cannot do. You could do the impossible, okay? And it don't cost you nothing but time. All right, just make sure it's worthwhile. So with that being said, hold on. Who's knocking on my door? Where's my gun at? Knocking like they're the police. Who is it? Oh, it's my wife. Thank you, baby. I love you. She's so beautiful. Dropped my food off. Shout out to the queen of my children, a part of my children, because I got 21. Anyway, what was that? Okay. Oh, yeah. So, again, by far at 96.72% of all of our listeners, Deutschland, Germany, Deutschland, Überhaus, out. Followed by Father Russia. Now, I was in this. I was in y'all heard about her name. What's her name? Brittany. Whatever that chick name that got caught with the drugs. And they're like, oh, you can't do it. Some people's on Facebook saying, do the crime, do the time. Listen, you dickheads. Russia, it's a criminal state. If you ain't doing no crime, you broke. I've been there, okay? Number two, she must be a dumb chick because if you're doing slanging drugs, first thing you do is secure legal counsel. You pay a retainer. Second thing, you stack up some bread. So no matter what, you could bail out. And if you had to, screw the justice system and get on the lam. If she was smart, she would pay people off there. They release your leave. Russia extradite you to the damn Russia. Anyway, I ain't got no sympathy for her. Real talk. Leave Russia alone. That's for the Russian mafia, dummy. Probably someone used her as a patsy. Okay, so Russia is the second, then the United States the third, United Kingdom and Canada. Then, of course, we got the rest of the world. But I want to say, ich liebe Deutschland, Deutschland über alles. Okay? Sie heil Deutschland. Ich bin der Führer OG Mac Drama. Danke schön. Avita Logan. That's German, in case you don't know. Anyway, let's get to the show, folks. Yeah. Ain't no language on this planet I don't speak. Por favor, si quiere practicar con nosotros, llama 347-673-9578 y la prima número uno. That's Spanish. Here we go with the mix. And bear with me. So the first 30 minutes, we play music. Then we chop it up, take calls, you know, discuss news, give shout-outs, and then we see how the vibe go. I'm waiting for my team to call in. But this is the squad. Squad, let's get it. If I can find a song. Give me a second. Here it goes. Why isn't this shit working? Here we go.
The Mafia, a secret order dedicated to Cosa Nostra, this thing of ours.
If you violate what you know about this life, and you're going to burn in hell like the saint is burning in your hands.
We a squad mafia, Tristan Black, your boys back and off the wall with blinks and bells and pipes and lame your cars and all. We a squad mafia, Tristan Black, your boys back and off the wall with blinks and bells and pipes and lame your cars and all.
Cartoon Network, real good.
Score. Juice. Wu. Gucci. Frenchie. Flop. Score. Okay. One take, no mistakes.
Every day is Cinemax, every night's a porno. All my niggas gun ho, animals, Congo. Shining like a fresh pool, diving out of Frisco. The year's 49 and I know everything that Bo know. 2010, 17 and I'm ballin'. Free squad, brick boys, bad hoes callin'. Swaggin' through New Orleans, rockin' with the live band. Rockin' with the G's, brick squad should be on gangland. Bad to the bone, lay my hat where my home at. Trapped up to the T, I leave my gas where my tones at. Brick squad, mafia, dressed in black, your boys back and off the wall with blinks and bells and pipes and lame your cars and all. Shining like a fresh cut diamond like an actor. Every day is Cinemax, every night's a porno. Lucian Man of Flair, I know everything that Bo know. Shining like a fresh pure diamond out of Frisco.
I trap is a dry scoop, call a missing window. Single finger lick, don't tolerate no snitching. Rich squad trap, chickens in that kitchen. Chicken go for 30. She can go for 30. 30 red shorty. Trying to screw a birdie. She can go for 30. She can go for 30. 30 red shorty. Trying to screw a birdie. She can go for 30. But my chicken pretty. Nigga with them low numbers. Hit chicken so dirty. I keep it 100. My trap do them numbers. Cause I keep that super clean. My breed Wonder Woman. I draw 62, my nigga 63 grow stronger. My trap hog go super hard. They love the aroma. I feel like it's 95. I still got that hunger. Slide through the trap. Have my pockets on humongous. Brick squad trapping. Got young Juman with that money. 30 red chicken. Come and spend your money. If you spend that 30, your chicken 100. I pull out my trap, pockets on cucumber.
I just bought a chicken, and it came with biscuits. Our trap is a dry scoop, call her Missing Winner. Single finger licking, don't tolerate no sneaking. Rich squad trapping, chickens in our kitchen. She can go for 30, she can go for 30. 30 red shorty, trying to score a birdie. She can go for 30, she can go for 30. 30 red shorty, trying to score a birdie.
I'm from QG. Who's you, nigga?
What?
Neighborhood buzz, who the king much bigger? Neighborhood thugs, you are not no killer.
Shit.
Chopper shells beating on your chest like Godzilla. Affiliated with gangsters, put the cannon to your mama. Beefing with Wu would get you in your DJ drama.
Shit.
Father made a nigga,
what?
Mama raised a killer.
Shit.
Streets made me bigger,
shit.
I'm that nigga behind the trigger. Tryna snatch the chain off my CEO neck.
Sight.
Or get you jump stabbed shot if you want respect. Gooch, juice, Wu don't fuck around.
No.
Chickens go for 30, all the way around.
I just bought a chicken, and it came with biscuits. Our trap is a dry scoop, call her Missing Winner. Single finger licking, don't tolerate no snitching. Rich squad trap, chickens in our kitchen. Chicken go for 30, chicken go for 30. 30 red shorty, trying to score a birdie. Chicken go for 30, chicken go for 30. 30 red shorty, trying to score a birdie.
B.I.G. Gucci Squad. Yeah. Yeah.
Cartoon Network.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
My initials R&D, not R&B. Excuse me, so when I throw them B's up, this ain't Pleasure P. Treasure me, measure me. Bloodline thick, my ancestry. Cut throat, turn your turtleneck into a wet tease. And I'm coming through the airport, Louis Luggins up like I'm a king. What you mean? Diamond rings, I'm supposed to boost my self-esteem. But my niggas rich as me, they may be my selfish dream. Cause this is the selfish world. Ducks and dear me taste real sweet.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million. I had 30 million. I had 30 million. When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million. I had 30 million. I had 30 million. When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million. I had 30 million. I had 30 million. When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million. I had 30 million. I had 30 million.
1980s, dope game made me. Dope game raised me, dope game paid me. Rap game saved me, trap game crazy. Snitching out, breaking, it got contagious. Rules on violent, cocky and crazy. Some of it true and some of it ain't. Can't stop a tank and you can't break a bank. Make wish good, motherfucker, but you can't. Purple drink, purple drink. Purple, 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 purple. Ain't no workers in my circle. Polo shirts, some of those no Urkels. I'm still wobby, drunk and sloppy. Popping shit and women jockey. More round in that Gucci. Boy, I split, then go get rich.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million. I had 30 million. I had 30 million. When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
30 million. If I had 30 million. If I had 30 million. When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million. If I had 30 million. If I had 30 million. I accumulate a safer place. Conversations taking place. Saw big Gucci paper chase. Ain't the one to perpetrate. I'm the one to demonstrate. $30 million richer. Every time I steal some liquor, feel I should at least get a nickel, quarter ticket, half a tick, a whole brick. OJ Gucci fucking with you, smoking on a green stick. They may try to riddle you, joke or try to little me, but when they see that Louis V, with hundreds, they pity me.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million. If I had 30 million. If I had 30 million. If I had 30 million. When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million. If I had 30 million. If I had 30 million. When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million. If I had 30 million. If I had 30 million. When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million. If I had 30 million. If I had 30 million.
Payday. On the band play, play, 50 band play, play, 30 band play, play,
20 band play, 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 play.
Jet flew in from Panama, smoking on some Canada. I'm pressed for the cameras. You can buy tomorrow, I'ma stuck the whole calendar. SRT Challenger, black and white Panda Bell. Play money, play money, I'm jigging like Young Ralph. Full dope Porsche, I'm riding in a hunchback. Play money, play money, my black jump is back.
Cash brainiac, I'm sick. I'm throwing up money, I need an ambulance. Traveling like an avalanche. Toolies from Afghanistan. Play money, more gas than Pakistan. Cops want to apprehend. Play money, lawyer fell. Find money in my pocket, extra bank, I got a spell. Talk sick, cut the head off the 2010 Camaro. Talk sick, cut the head off the 2010 Camaro.
In a thunderstorm tonight.
Yeah.
10 bands all set. Your car don't even cost that. My pants out cost your Rio. Let's out and get your Jesus. I came from dirty shoe man, a weed man, a pill man, a hype man, a gun man. I'm straight man, coming from the man. Clay County, Riverdale. That's what I say. Hey, niggas throwing handcuffs. I'm throwing AK. Hey, homie got no thousand pills. I'm a robber, that's for real. For that 100 grand play, I'm pulling Q. Payday.
100 band play, play, 50 band play, play, 30 band play, play, 20 band play.
nigga, I feel like a thug. That's the law, with the poker, get it just like a behavior. Ain't I? Number one, I got me number one. It's hot, even on a bike, we're training with this proper son. Like to push it right, pump it, but you need to stop. Get a birdie, baby, cause I got a flaw. Susie for the job, me and Mark was stuck in mine. Rest in every pocket, callin' all around the car. Roll
car to the network, Neil Gold.
Susie, go on.
Another one in there. Hit him with a street treat, mommy.
Gooch. Juice.
Jack boys on your ass, put your chain on top. I ain't
ain't talking about a name, but my young boys buck. I'm fucked up.
What?
You fucked up.
What?
Telling niggas where you stash, you just blew your luck.
Check.
Jack boys on your ass, put your chain on top. I ain't talking about a name, but my young boys buck.
I'm not the badge nigga or the biggest one, but if he bigger, son, I get a bigger gun. I rock a lot of jewels, and plus a lot of tools. I mean a lot of chops, I make tomato soup. It's such a beautiful day to put my diamonds on display. Black and yellow diamonds catching sun rays on a Sunday. Put a crease in your head like I'm pressing jeans. Dirty money in my robbers, the Riddler's on the scene. Batman car, catgirls out the house. Took your ice in your blouse. You a man or a mouse? Use a fucking mouse. Thug live, long steal. Every day's a drug deal. Every minute's precious to me. But as big as more niggas.
I'm fucked up,
big Gucci.
You fucked up,
shit.
Telling niggas where you stash, you just blew your luck. Jack boys on your ass, put your chain on top. I ain't talking about a name, but my young boys buck. I'm fucked up,
what?
You fucked up.
What?
Telling niggas where you stash, you just blew your luck.
Check.
Jack boys on your ass, put your chain on top.
Check.
I ain't talking about a name, but my young boys buck.
Check.
Yo, murder, I see you, homie. You know it's murder when I touch down. Shout out to the big homie Gooch. Shout out to Flock. Shout out to French. Shout out to DA, the big boss lady. Shout out to the homie Haitian Fresh, man. Shout out to Live Mixtapes. Shout out to ETC. Shout out to Mize Entertainment, man. Shout out to my homie Slim Duncan, too, doing the B.I. Come on.
Nigga, what it do? It's your nigga,
Tay Don checking in this motherfucker, Briscoe Monopoly. You already know we super turned up though, and we still keep them bananas for you monkey niggas that wanna act ape shit. You feel me? And what up though, Cartoon? You know we go way, way, way back, nigga. Can't no nigga tell me shit, nigga. You know I fucks with you, nigga. Cartoon Network, nigga. But at the same time, we ain't playing around or goofing around with none of y'all niggas. Bama, stand the fuck up, nigga. It's your nigga Tay Don, Briscoe Monopoly, super turned up, yo, nigga. Tay.
Cartoon Network, Neil Good.
Don't got no ice, feel like a flex in your chain. Will look real good around my neck in your waist. It's real icy. Tell me the time in your ring. If it's my finger, oh yeah, that's mine. And your bitch is looking good. She like the dick. If she don't, fuck it, it's cool. I'll take a lips and your whip. It's looking slick. I need a ride. A strip of all your shit. Just lost your pride.
Flying, I just mashed out. I heard he getting money, so he getting kidnapped.
not from Alabama, but you know I'm rich, boy.
I'm in the trap, boy. I'm in the trap, boy.
And it's hot as hell. Whip a brick out of the pot, but I'm missing my scale. I'm on Gresham Road at the roadway, where them young gunners hanging, they keep long K's. Weed in the bushes, crack in my nuts. I ain't leave it till I make 100 million plus.
I'm in the trap.
Pay 32 for helping me. Took a trip to Jamaica, Queens, that's where my partner French is. All about my cash, all these young pussy don't interest me. Gonna put me on TV so the hey bitch can witness me. You stay on the grind, where your honeys and your bitches. You shaking out the ass cause this money coming constantly.
The old Bellarmine, I bust that shit down the Knicks. The other Bellarmine, I bust that bitch down the Knicks. 7 grand for y'all niggas ain't on that trap shit. I say trap, bitch, don't mix me with that rap shit. Walk a flock of flame, call me flock of easy E. Clay County, Charlie, man, I'm a fucking G.
I'm in the trap.
Yeah. It's an OG call. Y'all already know what it is. Haters selling niggas, I'm a problem. Flossing in these streets like I got them. Seeing 17 is what the time is. So the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. Running niggas down like a savage. Freezing going off the rock to planet. Holding my crotch cause I'm manish. Any fuck niggas they can't stand it. Damn, my nigga Weezy had a kilo. Damn, I gotta call my amigo. Carolina to San Diego. Dope so potent, make it reload. Just for my grips and my hunters. Niggas in gardens with my bounders. White ghost nigga eats like hustlers. Pound sipping in and out of towners. Niggas round me, figure itching. Pay the right mind, nigga missing. Naked bitches missing in their kitchen. Bitch call me down cause I'm vicious. Haters selling niggas, I'm a problem. Flossing in these streets like I got them. Seeing 17 is what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. Getting to the wall like I'm Gucci. Seeing 17 a nigga Gucci. Shout out to my nigga throwback. The nigga paid to do it. Message to my jackets and my robbers. I can see you niggas from my blockers. Riding through your city like a shotter. Thinking like a goon in the garbage. Too legit like I'm Hammer. Dip set nigga like I'm Camera. Hustle game nigga, yeah, hands on. Money, power, respect is what I stand on. Real nigga recognize real. Ain't even on the same hill. R.I.P. to Pacific. Cause you niggas know what it is. Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Flossing right, in these streets like I got. Seeing 17 is what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. What up?
Young Gucci.
Nick.
Hey! Thug and Goo, I got 100 choppers.
100 choppers.
Since I'm team, we the
mafia.
We the motherfucking mafia, nigga.
What?
No less than 20 in my trouser, little nigga.
Damn.
Got these bitches bending over like a lineman.
Make the pop bend straight over like a lineman. Everybody get that green, we the linemen. All my slime cricket, I think we need linemen. Pentantine, a motherfucking movement. Pipe that bitch down, I'm a duelist. The way I throw him through it, my armor oozes. Buy the bitch a pair of shoes and fuck her booty. Hold it, don't let up, these niggas can't catch up with thunder, no thunder. We eating like no other. I'm chubby like my brother. I'm chubby like my mother. We take all your goodies and crush out the culture. Catch up with your bitch and turn her to a slut. She not overseas, but you know we rushing. Picnic early, clubbing later. I'm not no candy, but I am a jawbreaker. You think I'm gay? I'm a senior, meet your maker. Put a hole in your head like you's a pistons. Thug and goo, I got a hundred choppers. Since I'm team, we the mafia. We the motherfucking mafia, nigga. No less than 20 in my trouser, little nigga. Thug and goo, I got a hundred choppers. Since I'm team, we the mafia. We the motherfucking mafia, nigga. No less than 20 in my trouser, little nigga.
I'm back. No, I didn't say I'm black. I said I'm back. I'm back and I'm proud. Step away. It's my crowd. Here we go. OG Mac driving Bridge by Mafia. Southwest. The best. Walk a flock of flame. Chick got funky again last night, so I did a drive-by in broad daylight. I'm all two together with the C-Mass down. Hop out to cut, let loose some clowns. Boom, boom, bam, my name is Mac Drummer. I might hit the nigga or I might hit his mama, but the bitch couldn't help, she was hitting the dirt. Fucked up her hip and ripped her skirt. Hey, get it, loot it, gone, tweet, dank, high. And here comes the popo, damn! Fucked up my whole little program. Now I got a smart sim ski skirt. Hit a couple corners, that'll work. Turn out the light, got the car, y'all, you can't ditch this. Pyro blood, wrist squad, what you vicious? Big up to be legit. That's where I get my lyrics from, he never quit. Big up to the Bay, I'm from the 206. Seattle, Washington is in the mix. Bridge for our Mafia Southwest. Shout out to all my homies. Double A, 1017, Kelzo, what it do? Bridge for Mafia, Waka Flocka Flame, Waka Flocka bitch. YG Hootie, Hootie Kid. Can't forget big homie Frenchie. Y'all know Gucci, man. Yeah, we are in this mix, y'all. Iceberg, where you at? Yo, Yodi, where you at? Slim Duncan. Young Joey. Joey Moses. K.O. Red. Kwame. Chaz Gotti. I'm done.
Welcome to another episode of Power Talk with OG Mac Drama.
Hey man, say man, it's your favorite player, you're not a hate Halo Caesar. Coming to you live on the
This guy is Halo Caesar. He had a promising career until he pissed me off.
You a fraud. I'm a god.
Talented.
You a pushover.
Hey, fuck.
I bet your bitch in charge.
Hey, how much can you get in?
Oh my god. I'm living large.
What's good, world? Live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only KRT, also known as Critical. And right now you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lyon, OG Mac Drama.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Devo coming out of the UK. Taylor B Entertainment. You're riding with my man Mac Jarama. Power Talk with OG. Keep it locked.
What up? It's Dante Bacot. You're now listening to Power Talk with OG. Listen to what he has to say.
Calico Jones! Checking in, BMF Switch Gang. Switch Gang ambassador, wrist like Alaska driveway, full of wisdom on the slave master. And this is the exclusive Power Talk, OG Mac drummer, Young Banks, Nicole J. You already know, man, we about to take over, man. Stay tuned, pay attention. Switch!
Yo, this is Ann Jules.
And the Earth from Jay.
And
we are Ageless Angels.
You know what's up.
Yeah, that's right.
What's poppin'? That's right. You're listening to
the one and only Power Talk
with OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio.
This your boy Josh from YNC. You fucking with my partner, OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia Gang. Ah.
Yo, this is Kevin Anthony. You're tuned in to the hottest show, Power Talk. So keep it locked right here.
This is OG Mad Ronald. You're listening to the number one podcast for the truth. Top Star Hip Hop Radio, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama.
Yo, what it is? It's your boy Jay the Breeze. You tuned into the OG Mac Power Talk Show. Pay attention.
Yeah, it's your boy Young Suave checking in from the Mile High Club. You are now tuning in to Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Let's get it. Salute to OG Mac Drama, 1017 Squad.
What's good, it's your boy Trio Trey, representing Vicksburg, Mississippi. Y'all go get my single, Sentiment, in stores and all platforms. And you tune in to Power Talk with the OG Mac Drummond, you feel.
Breathing planet Earth, no need to worry. It's the hot boom mega, Jimmy's my story. Phone your posse and tell your mama. This is Power Talk with OG Mac Drummond.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Bay Bay, and you are now tuned in to Power Talk with OG Mac Drama, bringing you that indie fire. Drop that, baby.
You're tuned in to Next Level DJs, taking the game to a whole new level.
Squad. What's up, everybody? Let me bring my co-host, one of them, and then bring the lovely lady that don't want to have my baby, Shelly. What's up, the prophet?
Hello,
what's
hello.
Up, Phil?
What's hello, up? Everybody. Hi, prophet.
Hey, so,
hi, Mac Drama.
What's up, baby? Before I talk to you, prophet, ladies first. So, Shell, for those who don't know, give an introduction, who you are, what you do, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. I'm Shelly Shells, and I do management. I do marketing, social media marketing management. I do listening sessions. I do music, anything with music. And I work with the one and only motherfucking OG Mac Drama, Maddie M, which ain't here, missing him. I do pretty much anything in the industry I learned to do. But basically, my heart is in the music and the artist and really getting stuff out there. Because, you know, I also ghostwrite.
Hey, mention my homie from I'm Bompton, who you fuck with.
Well, I got all kinds of them out there. Show got him.
I'm the one that think he could pop better than me. Come on now.
Cool boy.
Yeah.
You talking about cool boy.
Yeah.
Hey, cool boy.
Hey, Prophet, didn't I surprise you when I was popping the other day and blew your mind, so I still got it?
Man, fuck me up, bro. Got me sitting back looking at all the B-boy shit so I can get my shit back fucked.
Uh-huh.
Hey, y'all, I just found out Prophet is up from the Crip side. I never knew that, you know, because he's as loyal as they come, you know. I didn't figure, you know, he's just one of the homies. And but it don't mean nothing. He's still my bro, you know what I mean? Hey, tell everybody a little about your Prophet, where you do, where you from, yada, 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 mean man.
All right, so let's put it out there, know what I mean? BB the Prophet, know what I mean? I go by Prophet for short. I'm out here in the AZ, out in the zone. I produce, mix, master, engineer, do graphic design, do videos, do movies, script writing. Got a couple TV shows coming, got a couple movies coming. Got the Brick Squad project coming, compilation album coming. the Tease album coming. You know, we fucking around getting that Mac Drama shit popping. Gonna have this Beat album coming out for you. You know, we got some shit. Just know though,
Hey, what did we do the past weekend, homie? What did we do the past weekend? And who were we with?
We got
them brothers a shout out.
We got fucked up. We had a good ass time. We fucked around with my boy D, you know what I mean? D Bowden, best comedian I've been fucking with for the longest, you know what I mean?
He's a 10-17 Wisconsin comedian now. It's official. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to mention, too, I'm also working with Breadheads and Girls Hustle Harder out of Salt Lake City, Utah, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Peace on the Last Disciple 74.
What? So, oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
flying
out there tomorrow, right? Or next week?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's a lot going on, people. Y'all better stay tapped in. I'm telling you, we got a lot going. The Brick Squad takeover coming. Know what I mean? Maddie got these artists that's going to bust your motherfucking ass. Know what I mean? Shell's got them artists that's going to make you like, I need to rewrite my shit. And you better understand, I'm coming with them sounds, that new groove, that's going to have you fucked up. And Matt,
hold on, Prophet. Let me tell y'all something about Prophet. He's a go-getter. Like, you know, I'm an OG, so if y'all know me, I walk this door, don't ask me for a dime. You know, but if somebody don't know us, this fool will up and say, you know I'm with, blah, 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 blah. Matter of fact, we walked away from Silco. They only had 2 VIP tickets. And I'm like, if the whole squad ain't rolling, none of us are rolling. Right or wrong. We gave them 2 females. We bounced as a unit. We ain't like, well, at least I get in. That's some punk nigga shit. You know what I mean? We don't do that. You know?
We don't do that. That's
folks, let me say this. When you are on the rise up, remember those who are still with you when you get there. Keep them by your side. Keep your circle small. You dig? Hey, give a shout out to the homie with the camera, man. Come on now.
Yeah, you know that was coming. I got to give a shout-out to my guy, Sal, Big Sal, Shameless Pete, you know what I mean? Shameless Pete TV. You got to make sure you clock in on that one because that's going to keep you updated on everything popping in the zone, you know what I mean? On the solid. Shout-out to, matter of fact, while we at it, shout-out to Flip. Shout-out to, who all was there? It was Flip. It was, it was a whole team. A squad of people. But it was cracking out in Flagstaff. It was going down. If you stay up with Shameless, you're going to have a problem.
Everybody know you lost a $100 bet.
Oh, man. He going to talk about it. Okay. So we got
an event with BMW, ENT, Urban Splash. Now go ahead. Fill in the rest.
Yeah, we're in there grooving up. I feel good. Good, right? This kid bad, right? He like, yo, what's up, man? Can you pull that? I'm like, for you? How can I not? Right? I'm all cock-locking myself, right? He tell me, he like, yo, you need to go and get Miss Prophet and have her go off over there, shoot the gang. I'm like, no, nah, man, I got this. He like, I don't think so. I'm like, I got it. He like, better honey. I'm like, bet. I get off over there. I get to talking to the chick. I'm like, yo, what's up? You see my guy off over there? Oh, he the one right there. You know what I mean? If you looking to have a great time, you looking to smile, you know what I mean? And enjoy yourself and feel like you the shit, that's the nigga to fuck with. The chick don't tell me, I'm not from out here. I said, look at him.
And this is the funny part.
I said, look at him. I was like, you see how he dressed? What nigga you see from around here dressed like that? That's $1 million
now,
nigga.
Tell them how I dress, by the way, because some of them don't know me. Tell them how I dress, homie.
Oh, this nigga dressed fly as fuck. Got a whole Versace suit. Got the top on. He got the motherfucking lock blocks on your motherfucking ass so you can't see them eyes.
I wear a turban like an Arab sheik, people.
Got that.
Man, he looking
on.
Like a fucking king. An Arab king, not a prince.
That's my king.
Get it right. He looking like he run this shit. Oh, girl, I'm going to keep it all the way funky 100. She was looking like she couldn't tell whether I was bullshitting her or if I was trying to get the number for myself.
Get the number for yourself.
That's the 100 on the shit. Know what I mean? She didn't know if it was the
truth.
But when
it comes to look, Prophet don't look as good as I do. I'm just saying. But his shorty is, he got a bad mama.
Hey, we ain't going to get on none of that. Know what I mean? I'm the sexiest, ugliest motherfucker you know.
He said he's the sexiest, ugliest motherfucker. I give you that.
I'm just saying, man, I make ugly look good.
That nigga ugly show.
What?
That's my brother.
I'm gonna find out. But she was shook, though. She didn't know if I was telling the truth or what. You know what I mean? She wasn't feeling me, but she was feeling Mac. She just didn't know if I was spitting on some real for real.
Yeah, I mean, she was giving me the signals. You know, she lifted her glass to me.
Did you take that $100 bill?
No, I didn't take it.
That's the homie.
You know what I mean? You know, that's big bro. He ain't finna do that.
He does a lot. He does a lot, trust me. He does a lot that most niggas want money up front for. I cannot fault him.
I bet you if we doing a game or something, we betting on a game, he getting that money. He is not going to let me slide on no money. Not for no bet for no game. I promise
you
that. Listen,
he just likes seeing me go through it. He likes seeing me go through that process.
Yeah, that's
true. That was enough
for him. I never bet unless I know I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I read her body language. She was looking good, dressed nice, but she was out of her environment. You know what I mean?
Right.
She didn't know how to respond,
right.
Trust me. She looked like a fish out of water. Pretty brown-skinned sister. You know what I mean?
I see. And then the homegirl that was sitting next to her, she was looking like she was the one, too. I'm like, shit, they rolling in the pair. Max finna get two for the one.
group, what was that group called from Dallas that performing? They had a song there that was bumping. Every woman was twerking out there. Even Rod's beautiful wife. I didn't look at her. She's gorgeous, Filipino, tall Filipino. She looked like Kim. What's that nigga?
Kardashian.
His wife. No, Kim, the Chinese girl. Whatever. You know, bad like that. But the other girl. Oh,
Kim
Chong. And that yellow ladies. Number one, I'm not talking to you for your clothes look like you got them off the rack. Get me fucked up.
I'm saying. I'll be on the same shit. Like, you got to be super bad or paid up because I ain't got no time for the bullshit.
If I'm going to message you, you got clothes on the rack, you better be looking like Kim Kardashian. That's my baby.
Shame.
For real.
Hey, but the guy, he was a Charlie Boy. Charlie Boy, he do that song, I Look Good, I Look Fly.
Yeah.
I look good.
And then he got
that one song.
And they got a new line dance, man. I never seen that one. I know the wobble.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I tried to do it. I can't do that, man. That was filthy. I got the footage, though. It's on my Facebook. And homie got it on he probably got it on his Instagram. He got
on his ground.
Man, if that's what you had on
your
Facebook, you can't hardly even tell what you're doing at the beginning of it. So I probably didn't watch it all the way.
Oh, no, because y'all just
My favorite part was when you gave your presidential speech. That was my favorite part. When you gave your presidential speech, when we had the meeting.
What did I say?
I remember what you said. What you said was, you get put on as president, all the men is getting free pussy. Ain't got to take a girl out to no motherfucking dinner or nothing for to get free pussy. All the women, you said they was going to get some Mac drama dick. Then you said all the kids, you was not their daughter.
Hey, I was wasted at the time, man. Come on now.
I was going to say, it sounds like a good night.
We was at the
spot with the bowling alley, the stage, and we was at the game room. I remember now. Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
man.
The people contacted me from that spot we were supposed to go to, bro.
Uh-huh.
He was like, the rep was like, why didn't you just pay to get in? You know what I mean? Get the two tickets, pay to get in, and all that. I'm like, bro, listen to me. If I tell
you know what the fuck we are,
that is what it is. If you tell me I got six tickets, I got six passes, that's what it better be. It don't matter. We was walking in there.
I pay shit.
I pay you
no mind.
I'm just saying, I got $1 million nigga with me. I got media with me.
Too many people
I got
on.
A dope ass comedian, and I'm walking in with $3,000 on my
feet. I see your hands raised. I see y'all.
Know what I'm saying? $3,000
on
my
feet. Hey, be the ruler calling. Hold on.
Yeah.
Keep talking, y'all. I mute the mic.
My nigga,
okay.
Shout out to D. Yeah, we go to get off in that motherfucker. They go to playing us to the left. And I'm trying to tell old boy, look, it's not about the motherfucking money. I'm dealing with rich niggas. We ain't worried about no money. I got $3,000 on my feet. I can get them tickets. That's not the issue. The issue is when you tell me something, be solid about that shit.
It's a respect thing, man. Exactly.
I don't play. I can't build off of bullshit. Don't expect me to sit up here and speak good about your shit, and you got me looking stupid as fuck.
Stupid.
Because you tell me something is supposed to be going down, and then when I get there, it's not. And then you try and flip the script like it's supposed to be cool. And then this was the same place. Mac had a problem with the car. Now, me, I'm trying to be cool on cool. But normally, I'd go back in there and slap the dog piss shit out of motherfuckers. But it's time to calm down, chill, be about the paper and not the bullshit. But don't play with me. I don't have time. I can't give time back. Don't play with it.
Right.
Don't have me coming and wasting no gas. Don't have me coming and bringing my people out. And then you try and swindle niggas and have niggas paying for shit you said was free. We was going to buy up all kind of shit in that motherfucker. Eat the hell out. Oh, they was going to get paid. But what did we do? We left there. We went to a nice, dope restaurant. We drank good. We ate good. We partied good. Then we left from there.
Probably,
we went to a whole other spot.
A little boy name. You know, the homie from Vistas? Yeah.
Yeah.
That nigga. All right, brother, get back
you
to
good?
You. Do the mob.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my niggas from the Vistas. You know what I mean? If you know me, you know I get around all around.
Wait a minute. Cynthia, hold on. Cynthia, you better listen. My cousin said she can't listen to while she's drunk. Or while she's sober. You better listen. She's out in Atlanta or Pittsburgh. Salute to Cynthia, my blood relative.
I'm going to tell you what, process.
Now, hold on.
Listen.
Again, 347-633-9588. I'm going to bring out some people, and then we're going to interview Jay Slave. I see you, Jay. Your air code is 219. I see you, homie. Hey, Slave, press 1, Jay Slave, so I know it's you. So if you got to press 1... Are you just tuned in? Okay, let's bring on one of my newest artists. Just to put him in the queue, motherfucking God. Chris Crinkle, Chris Crinkle, because like we from Mob, that's the homie right there. Got the hit single on Go. Let me bring him on.
What's up with
what
OG? What's up, bro?
Hey, for those who are
hello.
Missing, who you are, what you about? And where you from, homie?
What's up with it? Annapolis, Maryland. You feel me? From the
you're from Annapolis, Maryland. You're from Oxnard, California.
Right.
Quit lying.
No, I was born in Oxnard, but you know, I lived out, you know, in Annapolis.
Okay.
So, you know, I guess you love it both ways. New artist. Mary
hey, do me a favor, man. Can you pull your mouth back just a little bit? I'm trying to get it a little bit clearer,
Mac.
No,
you're from West Virginia. You don't understand him. Because I don't understand y'all.
I understand.
Ahead,
let me tell you what.
I love you. go ahead.
The consequences and repercussions.
I know, because you ain't going to let me get none of that kitty cat, so I'll chill. Go ahead,
bro. What's up with OG, you know what I'm saying? OG showed me love, and, you know, I met him on Clubhouse, you feel me? Sent him my newest record on Go. He was fucking with me on the show. I'm sure y'all heard a couple shows back. So... you know, I'm excited to be here, excited to be fucking with Bud. You know how we can go up.
Hey, what's your social media handle, homie?
My social media is KushKrinkle1017. That's KushKrinkle1017.
Hey, y'all, the ink game is dry on the paperwork. He already rocking. That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, he's already 1017.
Bro, I already know it is. I'm fucking with a brush squad. No,
that's what's up. Yeah. That means you're family.
What?
Yeah, I'm in there.
You already know.
That means you're related to a crazy white girl from West Virginia.
Hey,
we love our
snow
bunnies. Don't get it twisted.
I know what's up with West Virginia for real.
Okay,
West Virginia.
I got to bring on my other artist. I don't see it. Here she go. Main product, why you press 1? I'm going to bring her on. She about to music.
Okay.
Hey,
what up,
bro?
You cold.
Hey.
Hey, y'all. What's good?
What's good?
Hey, main product.
How are you?
Same thing to you. Tell them who you are, where you from, and how we get to meet each other.
All right, Sal, my name is Main Product. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm an engineer, artist, performer, writer, all of the above. You know what I'm saying? Anything to do with music, like my homegirl said, shit, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. You know, everybody.
What was that?
How did we meet?
We met through Clubhouse. You know.
But tell them the circumstances behind it, girl.
All right, boom. So I go ahead and enter the chat. Basically, somebody who was doing the music or whatever.
Hey, somebody talking. Be quiet, please. Go ahead.
I was in a rush, and so I went ahead and paid a little money and skipped the line, and you know, to go ahead and get my song played. So boom, it comes time for my song to finally play. Many people really didn't know how to feel about it because I'm such an eccentric artist, but
for real,
you know, it's still, my music is still like a vibe, you know what I'm saying? That's just not just coming from me.
She like a hip-hop version of Prince.
No, for real. So, basically OG hit me, or he didn't hit me up, he typed in the chat, he's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Then he comes on the microphone and he's like, yo, this is crazy. So, I had them play another song and everything. You know what I mean?
Let me intervene. So her song, and I'm gonna play it after we do our interviews. Damn. Nigga, you know. But anyway, shit, I'm still here. So we don't stop that fat lady thing. So So she played this song, right? And the song, I guess elements of, yeah, I just got to play it. But there's a part where it just stops. I'm going to play it after we do our interview. We got to process. Yeah, you skipping the line here. there's like an intermission in the song. And then a completely different vibe. And these motherfuckers were like silent. These so-called music influencers and experts and shit talking out their ass. They only big on Clubhouse. Anyway, so, and if y'all listening, hashtag eat a dick. Shit. So, that's my main stand. So,
oh, I know.
I was like, damn, she blew my mind. Because you got to listen to see that this girl got so much potential. Oh, and she omitted to say that she plays instruments, and guess what? She dropped out of school. Anybody else? I'm like, you dummy, not her. You know, she told me, she said, Mac, I just want to focus on music. I need someone to do the business. I said, here I am. You know what I mean? Oh. We bonded right away. Oh, this one guy said, well, I got to hear another song. Nigga, eat a dick. Shut the fuck up. But, you know, and I answered it. All them people said they're going to get in touch with you. Who? Only one person got in touch with you, me, right?
Only one, man. That's all it takes.
See? They
you got the one, not just one. You got the one.
Here,
I don't mean to toot my own horn, people, but when I fart, when that shit gets to China, besides the smell, it's a motherfucking tsunami. You dig? Church.
Right.
Anyway, cause and effect. I want y'all to chill. I got some other people. I'm gonna acknowledge them, and then we're gonna go live. I just wanna get their names real quick. 973-640, Jersey City, Bridge. City, what's up? Who's this?
Yo, this is Rilla Gage, repping that Jersey State, North Bridge City, man. You know what the fuck it is. OG Bridge. Mac Drama,
what's up, Rilla?
Good, my
guy. Quick, tell people a little bit about yourself, homie.
Hey, Rilla.
Oh, hey, what's good? Basically, like I said, I'm from Jersey, you feel me? Repping that East Coast. I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying? I rap hip-hop, impeccable writer, impeccable performer. You know, I'm just out here making shit shake. Just shot a video. And you can check my YouTube up and my gram too. You know what I'm saying?
What's your gram?
And what's that?
Huh?
What's your gram?
What
name?
Is
what's your
gram?
What's your name on your gram?
Oh, my fault. Rilla Gage. RILLA.GAUGE.
Okay. Matter of fact, let me get on my Instagram and acknowledge people real quick.
I was trying to follow you. I couldn't find your shit. I'm like, what's that? I know you had your Twitter for years.
It's anybody that's on the show tonight, your artist
likes my post. Sin City, Cairo. Cairo, you put me interviews today, but you didn't pick up my clothes in L.A. that I left there, nigga.
And hold up. That was our artist. Let's get that straight, Mac.
Sin City, Cairo. The nigga don't listen, though. See, the thing is, I saw a lot of these artists game, and they figured they could just move to promote. Nah, it ain't like that. It ain't like that. There can only be one. You dig? Hey, Rilla, what's your Instagram name? At what?
RILLA dot GAUGE. Rilla dot Gage.
Rilla Gage. That's a hell of a name.
Yeah.
No, you're not the one with H after it.
Nah, no H. GAUGE.
No, A Trey. A-Tray, you're not
but
hold on,
I'm
Rilla, don't go nowhere.
Association.
I feel you. Hey, Rilla, after my interview, I'll play one of your songs.
I know.
Hey, Mr. Mike, no, it's everybody else. Don't go nowhere. Hey,
Mac, don't forget, you got to play my song tonight.
You part of the squad. Of course I'm going to play your song, because interrupted it last minute. Now I can tell you the truth. I interrupted it because this young female wanted to give me some dome. So, anyway.
He was like, fuck you, Shelly.
Hey, you far away, shit. Hey, 414-484, who's this?
Yo, it's your boy, man. You don't know, it's your boy, D-Man.
Who?
Huh?
It's D-Boatin. This D-Boatin, man.
Oh, what's up, man? Hey, tell everybody where you from, man. What you do, real quick?
Man, this is your boy D. Boatin, the comedian. I am from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm here, and shout out to the whole Brick Wall fam. I was just with Mac Drama and the Prophet this weekend. They were just talking about the festivities and whatnot we endured. I had a good time, man.
Let them know. I made you the official 10-something Brick Squad comedian. What up?
Yeah, man. I was with this, man. Let me tell you something. This boy Mac Drama, not from Milwaukee. I'll be fresh, but this boy was fresh like a Ziploc, straight up.
Can you give us a little sample of some stand up live or some comedy shit? Come on now, everybody, mute your mic.
Some comedy shit. So check this out. I'm gonna tell you the funniest shit I just realized. I gotta get out of my apartment complex because shit is too real. My rent is high, and anytime homeless people has access to my swimming pool, that's a problem. So I'm going to go wash my laundry. Going over to my laundry, man, I seen two motherfuckers in the pool that did not look like they was residents. And so, lo and behold, we had our police, our neighborhood watch bra, come right over there and said, please get out of our pool. You do not live here. And I said, damn.
I live in the gated area with 5 swimming pools, and I had the same shit. Somebody left the gate open, and this motherfucker came in. He said, I live here. I put my gun out. I said, nigga, if you don't get up out of here, I will smoke your ass.
I mean, and we got a gate too, but just think about if I've been out on the date sitting out there, and then some motherfuckers just hop a fence. They just look like they just, you know, hopped over Little Mexico and shit. That just didn't fit with me. I said, I pay too much damn money for this type of shit to be happening, so I got to get all up out of this. That ain't cool.
By the way, I don't know, in case y'all missed it, Octavius Miller, the owner and the founder of the West Coast Hip Hop Awards this year, the 16th annual one, he told me Fillmore Slim is pulling up. The OG himself. And if y'all don't know who Fillmore Slim is on the East Coast, y'all can all mind if I eat a dick because y'all cool, but, you know, y'all Google that man. He's one of the biggest enterprising gentlemen of leisure, if you know what I'm talking about, on that P, ever. He make Don Juan look like a school child. Imagine Don Juan is my homie. He gave me a pair of $6,000 fucking Versace shoes when we was at his condo.
Don't want to be
a man. I'm a hometown neighborhood boy.
Yeah, they church tabernacle. You know, I was having a conversation real quick, and we're going to get off topic. So, you know, urban blacks for a long time in Latino flesh apart, the ones who weren't enterprising, didn't get education, or didn't have a solid family, they resorted to what the DA introduced to America, drugs, selling cocaine, specifically crack. If you don't believe me, follow the story of the homie uncle Freeway Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross, the homie. So what developed that got the Bloods and Crips to really go at each other because, you know, start fighting over money and turf. But it was a sole income for a lot of urban people selling drugs, okay? And what goes with drugs are when men get money, what they want to do? They want to fuck. So pimping and hoeing became popular, okay? And everybody likes to chill with some weed because cocaine is not in everybody's budget. So fast forward to 2021, weed is legal. Hoping is legal, okay? Coke got replaced with meth, which is chemically made, so the government running that, okay? You can't sell no pills no more because they don't give them pills away. So everybody moving to Iran, and who runs that? Who controls Afghanistan? In Vietnam, the United States. So all these urban entrepreneurs had to go legit. They can't pimp no more. They can't sell weed no more. I mean, isn't that crazy? Shit that we did that locked us up for life, they're doing it now for free, legally. And y'all can't tell me there's rules for whites and rules for blacks. And if y'all don't believe that, tell your mama to hashtag eat a dick and your daughter too. Straight up.
Right.
Definitely white privilege. You know, they always take something that we find to make off of. You know?
And look, crack ravaged black communities and Latin communities. Black communities are still trying to recover. You know what I mean? What keeps the Latin communities thriving, they weren't really fully integrated because they speak another language. So they were allowed to stay separate. See, when desegregation happened, that was the worst thing that happened to the black community. Because before that, we owned our own shit, had everything, blacks only, and we thrived. Now, they assimilated us, and they need us. Need us.
Bruh,
and look.
Think about Tulsa, Oklahoma, bro. When we had everything popping, we had our own situation, our own Black Wall Street, our own
thing. And they blew that up, burned that up.
He was making money. The economics was blasting on a whole nother level. They got so jealous of that shit, they bombed on American soil. Now, hold on.
So what happened when people that got jobs and are depressed? They turn to drugs. And since crack is the cheap form of cocaine, cocaine's a rich man drug, is easily accessible, but it's very and the property is crack. It's not like heroin, but it really makes you go crazy. You know what I mean? And heroin is the dependency. People just, the robbing. But the crack fucked up our community because people, of course, they forsook their jobs, their family, just to get that bell ringer to Scotty, okay, which was very elusive. And so it ravaged our communities. And what happened, even though they brought the drugs to us to sell, they criminalized it when you got popped. There are people in jail doing, like for every rock, sometimes they give you 5 years. And a rock is about the size of your nail on your pinky. Now, you get caught with a kilo, you might just get probation. Now, most white folks use the powder. Most black folks use the cook-up, the rock. Disparity. So now check this out. Now, fast forward. Methamphetamine.
That's some real shit right here.
I'm gonna tell something y'all don't know though. It has ravaged the low class whites. They be walking around now in the city like the blacks used to do, like zombies. Okay, but it's a health hazard. They throw them in treatment, give them a check. Now there's several types of meth. It's very prominent amongst doctors, lawyers, and the gay community. And ones that they have, it's almost like Adderall. It's pure. And what they got in the streets in the ghetto is that cut garbage shit. It's a big difference. Okay? But the thing is, when they was locking us up, running up in our houses, they don't do that to these white folks. I'm just speaking the truth. And so, and I'm letting land my plane at the same clubhouse. The West Coast Hip Hop Awards was founded because the major award shows don't give us our due. Yeah, they have a token house nigga and shit like that. They control it, they dominate it, and they run it to their taste. When we know the energy of all entertainment is us niggas. And when I say word nigga, I'm using the Nigerian word niggas, which means of noble birth, motherfuckers. Don't get it twisted. Kings and queens. So the West Coast Hip Hop Awards was founded to be a place to honor those who don't get the honor that they're supposed to. So yeah, we shout out to old school gangster pimps. You dig? Okay, now I've landed my plane. Let's get back to the show because I'm getting on one. Hold on a second. Hey, Jay Slave, we got some people raising their hand. Now, someone's calling from block number, but I'm going to raise you up first. Hey, caller, can you hear me? Hey, someone turn the TV down, please.
Is that me you got?
Yeah, who's
got the TV on?
Yo, OG Mac. It's me. It's Yankee.
Oh, what's up, Yankee? Hey,
what's
tell
up?
Everybody how we met and what you involved in, Queen.
All right, sorry, my voice is real messed up. It's too much talking.
And where you calling from?
I guess. All right, I'm a Bronx girl stuck in Pennsylvania, living up in the Poconos right now. But I got this big collection going on, an NFT collection.
I mean, non-fungible token. Y'all sure I know what that is. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I grew up in the Bronx, last stop on the D train. I come from a multiracial family. I got a family of culture of all different, you know what I mean? I got my one brother was Muslim, two of my brothers were Baptist, and the rest were Catholic. Mm-hmm. Different shades, Puerto Rican, white, black, 13 children I grew up with. All right, and not no foster care or anything like that. There was no checks for nothing, anything like that. Don't get me wrong. There was times when my mom did have to collect the food stamps and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't hide nothing. I say it is who I am and where I'm from, you know. But I grew up from nothing, and I'm trying really hard to build something. And I spent the last 25, 30 years working as a psychic celebrity, a celebrity psychic. A lot of my clients are well-known celebrities. And then I came into Clubhouse and I started seeing these NFT stuff and I'm like, what the hell is this shit, you know? And I ignored it. And then I saw some of these people doing it and I knew they were doing it wrong because I knew I could do it better. And I got my partner, Jeff Meezy from Australia. And him and I talked. I did a reading for him. I spoke to his brother on the other side. He lost his brother. It's 16-17 from a tragic accident. Yeah, thank you. My firstborn was murdered by, and I say murder because I don't believe in drinking and driving, and the man was drinking and driving. He had a suspended license. To me, that's murder. So he took my daughter's life. And here we are X amount of years later. I met my friend Jeff, and the two of us, we bonded off of that. And we're now building this project in honor of them. I also have my brother, Boo, who was killed many years ago. He fell in love with a white girl. My brother was black. This was well known many years ago back in Pennsylvania. Police officer, talk about, I don't want to say that, I don't like to say anything bad about anybody, not cops, nobody, you know, but the truth is, it is what it is. Police officer killed my brother. tried to say my brother killed himself. Meanwhile, he had bruises all over his body. They took his body, and they put him in the potter's field. Didn't even give his body to my family. Yeah, we had to fight for that. So here we are, fast forward, you know, struggle with the loss of my brother and then losing my daughter. I met Jeff, and I wanted to do something. So in honor of those three people, and the people in our community and the OGs, we're doing this NFT collection. And then we got 99 of these OGs.
And she invited me to join up. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. I'm in fire. I was in this guy's room. I'm fireman.
He got a huge room.
He's got a huge room, and I'm always up there with him. And he's a good guy. Him, TJ Breezy, good people. And I was up in there, and I'm seeing OJ Mac Drama's name. I'm like, what the hell? This is a wise ass. What the hell? What does he know? I couldn't believe it said OJ. And we talked, and he actually talked to me. You know what I mean? Like we weren't friends or nothing like that. Because sometimes you ignore people if you don't know them. And he was really cool, really good people. And then I was doing the collection and stuff, and I kind of like lost track. And then on Saturdays now, we got this big thing going on. And I said, you know what? I need to get some judges, you know? And who else better to get but you? You know what I mean? And I knew that you're into this stuff because you've been in Fireman's room. I think you might have even been in the birdhouse room, whatever the name of that is. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, there's Dwight Cousins, one of the DJs in there. He's great, by the way. He's part of us.
DJ Ice Mike, that's my homie. He's in Seattle.
Yeah, that's right. So basically what I'm doing is I'm doing an NFT collection, and it's about everybody's equal. You know what I mean? And listen, you're right. There's a lot of white people that sit there and say they're trying to do something for the blacks and the Mexicans and the Puerto Ricans. You know what I'm saying? You're right. But the truth is I really am. You know what I mean? And on
I know.
Brother,
I don't include you in that. I don't include
you
in that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know you're not. I just want to – no, I know you're not. But I'm just saying, like, for me, you know, and I'm never going to pretend that I know the same struggle as other people. I just know a little bit, because I watched what I had to go through with my brother, you know.
I'm so sorry that you went through all that.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
So now, Shelly grew up around a bunch of rednecks and Klansmen. But she ain't one of
them. Oh, whatever. You know what? My dad was murdered in front of me when I was 2 years old. He had his head blown off.
Hey, how you say y'all don't kill each other? Shit. Y'all crazy than niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yep. But so what I want to do is I'm trying to get this collection going. And I got 11,000 collection, plus I got the OGs. And what we're doing is I'm trying – the thing is nobody likes Discord anymore. You know what I mean? So trying to get the people in there is a little harder. So my business partner is a marketer. He works for a major company. And him and I are, like, trying to figure some stuff out. And I said, you know what? I go into these clubhouse rooms, and people are paying people to get into these different rooms just to play a few seconds of their song.
Play a song that no one's going to ever hear. Yep.
Right. And then and here's the thing. I want to do it, you know what I mean? But I don't want to charge nobody. Mm-hmm. I said, so I'm going to go on Twitter, right?
Hey, let me pause you for something. Let me pause you for a second.
Yeah.
This podcast, every other podcast, people got to pay or know someone. I never charge. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this since 2010. That's why I had over 4.4, almost 5 million all-time listeners. We're at over 400,000 people tuning in here alone in 2022? And one thing is because I show love. I'm a bit crazy.
Yep.
You know, I'm entertaining. We have fun, but we're real. That's all you got to be. Be real, and then come. Go ahead. My bad.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's it. So, you know, that's what you just said. You know, I wanted to do it, so I said, and I'm going to be honest, I want to get them in my Discord. You know, there is a little bit to it. There is a little bit of a catch.
Discord
is another social media
networking app, people. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I need to get them in there. I'm going to admit that. But at the same time, you get these major collections. You get people like the Bored Yacht Apes, man, they're kicking ass. You know what I mean? You got the World of Women, they're kicking ass, you know?
You know, and I got an NFT I never released.
Well, where you going? You know what I mean? That's what my project's about. We want to collab with everybody. Anybody and everybody.
I just been waiting for a right place to place it. So now I know.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And we really could, you know. That's what our roadmap's about. Our roadmap is about trying to help everybody, you know what I mean? And we want to take opportunities and chances for people, not just them.
Where can everybody find you
or
connect with you at? Give that information.
So,
where can they find you and connect?
Well, the best thing is, right, and I'm hoping, and I know you're a busy man. Like I said, I'm hoping I can get you on there and be a judge. And what we're looking to do is
get the musicians
in there. I'm going to be doing it every Saturday. This will be the first Saturday, and we're calling it
Saturdays. So let me do the following Saturday, because I'll be in a mix up in Seattle.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So let me do the next story after this. How about you get the peach out the way?
Yeah, so we're going to give some prizes away. And, you know, obviously, I don't want to give an amount on what it is yet because we don't know how many people are going to show up. I don't want to tell somebody I'm going to give them a bunch of
hold
stuff.
Hold on, hold on. Let me tell you something. Hold on, baby. Let me tell you something. Don't go by that. Remember I said keep it real? Whether one show or a million.
Oh, no,
the
no.
The reason why you do
no,
a
no,
show.
No,
let me say, hold on. Let me say something, Yankee. I do this show whether it's one person listening or a million. You know why? Because I love it. And I hope I at least connect with one person. Then it was worth my time.
Of course.
You know, but if I'm the only one up in this bitch, I'm going to have fun. You know what I mean? Straight up.
Yeah, right. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't want to promise more money out or whatever. I'm saying I'm going to give prizes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna give away some NFTs. And
it
not
depends
just
on what's drawn in that day. I get you.
Yeah, I mean,
you
I don't
do
want
the opening. The opening could be always beyond expectations or below it, but that's where you find out what you need to do, though. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
I bet you nobody here, when they lost their virginity, did it the best. You learned some shit, though, right?
You know, Megan really be on Facebook posting all stories.
What?
What was that?
What'd you say?
I don't know.
What about Facebook?
Hi, Chris. What is Pokemon and Facebook?
Oh, shit. Yo, my bad, OG. I forgot I was still on the show. I got AirPods on. I'm talking shorty.
Oh, yeah. Move your phone, bro.
This motherfucker of a Pokemon on Facebook, I think he said.
Hey, but real quick, baby.
I was listening to her story, too.
Yankee.
About her family.
Just give one your social media handle so I can get to the interview. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, of course.
Social media.
Yes, my Twitter. What we're doing is the space is on Twitter, and I'm Crypto Psychic on Twitter. On Instagram, I'm Readings by Yankee. Again, that's Crypto Psychic on Twitter and Readings by Yankee on Instagram. And our Discord, you know, is up on all over my social media. They come at 9 o'clock every Saturday, starting this Saturday. There'll be prizes, not just for the people doing it. We're looking for musicians, comedians, poets, and there'll be some prizes. And even the people that attend, we're going to be doing free po-ops and even give some prizes to the people that are listening.
So, in other words, at the end, join up. I got to pause you real quick, Yankee, and we're going to set up an interview for you next week. Listen, everybody, my cousin is asking me a question, so I'm going to come first. She said, what is an NFT? And I said, some people probably don't know. We assume everybody does. Well, NFT is called a non-fungible token. It's a financial security consisting of digital data stored in a blockchain. And I'm a blockchain expert, by the way. It's a form of, it's like a distributed ledger. In other words, it proves that this shit is yours. It's like that blue check on a Twitter. It authenticates. You know what I mean? You are that person. You're the creator. That's what NFT is, and it's taken storm by in the music and in arts and entertainment because people are able to create a project and its uniqueness and sell it. Okay, now that's what they're doing with it. Let me tell you what blockchain is going to do. The right hand man to Warren Buffett said blockchain is going to do what Bernie Sanders couldn't do: socialize society. When that by socialized, I mean making it equal access. You know what I mean? It's really distributing things evenly. Okay? Those who participate in the blockchain, it's going to level the playing field. Okay? That's in the future. Most people are looking at what it can do now. Smart contracts, the blockchain. Let's say I'm in Japan, and Yankees is in Paris. Right now, I could clone her credit card and swipe the shit out of it and abuse it before the transactions go to her bank in Paris. With blockchain, when I swipe in Tokyo, it's automatically recorded at the same time instantaneously everywhere. They call it blockchain because it's really a chain of computers all networked together. Okay? That's the best way I can say it. Not real computers, but computation, okay? It's think of Matrix, and I'm not lying. Mm-hmm. We're going into a field that we're just now just touching the very beginning of it. It's going to revolutionize everything. I learned about blockchain way back in 2009 when I got with Briscoe. I went with my friend Stevie J, the consultant, rest in peace, who was the enterprise solution expert, dealt with Fortune 50 companies like Microsoft, Google, you know, F5, all them companies. And he schooled me in that whole digital transformation. I bought Bitcoin for tune of almost $36,000 in, what was it, 210? Do the math. And I only touched it once, so that was this year for my son. Do the math and look at the wealth I have amassed for my kids, okay? Oh, I got an opportunity. It's called Pi. And the problem with these cryptocurrencies is they really consume a lot of energy. Their carbon output is ridiculous. And right now, everybody's moving toward net zero, that where we have no more carbon imprint. The country of Bahrain, they'd have no more carbon emissions that will register, okay? That's what we're going to, because climate change is real. If we don't do it, this planet will be no life, believe it or not. Now, Pi, which I'm part of, it's a non-public crypto, haven't went public yet, because we only got like 36 million subscribers. They're going public when they got 100 million. And let me look at what my Pi crypto is worth right now to give you guys an understanding. I got 4,217 Pi, and I'm currently mining, and I do it from my phone. Therein lies the key. We mine from a phone, and so the carbon output is minuscule. So when this go public, it's going to knock Bitcoin and all them down the toilet. I'm telling you, it's a wealth builder. And right now, you could get in for nothing. But there's one thing, you got to hit me up at Google Mac Drama. You see all my official social media platforms. Hit me up in Android and say, I want the Pi invitation. You got to be invited to get in part of it, okay? And I'll give you the invitation. And if you need to know how, I will instruct you personally, because this is going to redistribute wealth like no other thing can. You know,
and he ain't lying because he did it for me.
Yep, yeah, exactly. You know,
right.
The disparity,
yep,
between the average black and average white household is a house.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that mean? That means a white person inherited theirs. Blacks and descendants of slaves, we didn't have none. And so it's a big void. We don't. Black people are not asking for a handout. We just want opportunity. We want to be able to play the game, and our skills will rise to them. That's all. I love everybody, hate nobody. My haters really are the ones who inspire me to keep on greater and greater. Without them, I probably wouldn't be talking to y'all. So haters,
say that one more time. I got you. Please say that again. Please, I want to hear.
Haters,
what is that?
Are
I love everybody.
That inspire us to keep doing greater and greater. Without haters,
I'm gonna quote that. I'm gonna quote that. I love that. I'm gonna use that.
You can always replay this interview.
Uh-huh.
You can always replay.
I'm gonna put
it in all the information.
Perfect. I'm gonna send it in our Discord so my people can hear it. You know, I've been telling people about OG. About the OG. I said the real OG. I'm hoping we're gonna get him in here. I'm gonna convince him to be one of our OGs, actual OGs, make one of our angels.
Steve EJ. I want to acknowledge Dr. Kirk Bourne, and y'all can Google this man. He is the foremost expert big data scientist. He used to be the chief data scientist to Booz Allen Hamilton. You ever watch X-Files and the Men in Gray come?
Yes.
Well, when the president conflict, before he calls the chief of staff, he calls this consulting company in D.C. Well, this guy ran their whole data center, and he's my friend. He's one of my mentors. In 2015, there's a list of big data entities to follow on Twitter out of big data scientists. And you hear words like Microsoft, Amazon, AWS, Hewlett Packard, IBM, do like, you know, you hear big name entities. At number 30 or 31, guess what name is there on Yankee?
Kirk Boy.
No, it says OG motherfucking Mac Drama. You dig?
No, I know
on
you
the list
are.
Here.
I know it.
You know, you
know
what he told
I'm
me? He said,
with you.
He said, Mac, you raised the bar. And I'm telling you what I did. The guy who did the study, he just used an algorithm to pick data raw off the internet. And I made the list because I was just louder than anybody. I would just tweet and retweet big data, because my connections are so vast. Like I said, when I fart and get to China, it's a tsunami, domino effect. I made the list because I caused an effect. And it blew their mind. Now, if you wasn't trying to get it, it's no longer there. Kirk, I love you, but some of them big data scientists are haters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They cannot stand to see that someone like me won, made it. That make them look stupid another thing, I wrote an article. I was in a meeting, and they broke down all these aspects, and I was able to break it into layman terms. And the reason why, I got to give people. I can see the big picture, and it all comes to me. It's weird. You know what I mean? My friend Stevie J said, Mac, how you do that? When I'm listed on the top 5% of social media and music influencers, I don't have a billion followers, but I cause an effect. I got enough people who are spread across the board that the action equals a billion followers, and it blows people's mind. I can look at it and feel it. I can tweak it. I can make it move, and that's my gift, what I do with music, and that's what I'm going to try to do to the world. Is just, I just want to shake it up a little bit. And then you shake it up.
You know.
And he shake it up.
I
and she shake it up. And that's
about
all we do
today.
I want to say one thing, because I always say this every show, but I'm going to say it every show. Music is man understanding soul-inspired communication.
Exactly. Music is a vehicle. Music don't pay me no money, but it gets me to situations like the pie.
Absolutely.
That will not just change my life. Will change my generational wealth.
Yep.
Now, we got to move on with the show.
Yep.
But I got people I want to acknowledge
yep.
real quick. 480, oh, everybody else, mute your mic. 480-228, who's this? 480-228, you're here in Arizona. Who are you? Hello?
Hello?
48, yes, hi, who's this?
Hey.
Who?
Yeah,
I can't hear you.
That's my little sister.
Bubba!
What's up,
baby? Who is it?
Hi.
That's Prophet's little sister.
Hey.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Are you enjoying the show?
Yes. Thank you.
All
I
right.
love you, baby.
We love you too, baby. Sit back, because we got an interview coming up. I appreciate you supporting the show, okay? Thank you for calling.
Great.
Don't go nowhere. Thank you.
Hey,
we'll let people intermingle in a minute. Thank you. All right. 404-683, unmute. What's your name, please? Where are you calling from, Atlanta?
Hello?
404-683, who is this? Is this my cousin? No. Is it?
Hey, cousin, it's me.
Cynthia, what's up?
Hi. I'm just listening, man.
Cousin.
I don't have a...
Her daddy is my mom.
I don't have a handle or a name or none of that.
Hey,
yeah.
Cynthia, share something with them. How was I growing up? What kind of kid was I?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't know. It was like... yeah. I don't know. It was like you thought it was like a Richie Rich, the Jetson guy on the Jetson cartoon. You know what I mean? Just like gone. The rap, the dancing, the hip hop, the pop and locking, and California Kid. I mean, you were just everywhere. And talk about amazingly intelligent. I mean, it was just like all that. I mean, very, very entertaining, very, very informative.
You wasn't surprised that I blew up in the music industry, right?
Well, no, because you were always there.
Mm-hmm.
You were always there in New York, and when you left here in New York, you was in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's just, that was just your life. You know what I mean? That's what you love, you know? So you do what you love, you enjoy it, and you be there forever. you know, making connections. That's awesome.
And she looked just like my mama. I love you, Cynthia. You hear me?
Love you too.
All right,
I'll go back to
my real cousin, blood cousin. All right, thank you. Just mute your mic.
All right, love you.
Love you too, baby. 413-337. Who's this?
Hello. Who's there?
Hi.
You're the Vision. How you doing?
Who's this?
Creative Vision.
Oh, what's happening, Chris?
What's going on? How you doing?
Tell everybody.
How are
about
you?
Yourself, brother.
I'm good, man. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed, man. What's going on with you? How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Tell people where you're from and what you got going on.
My name is Creative Vision. I'm an up-and-coming artist from Queens, New York. I have a couple of my singles out there. Go check out my new single called Different Wave. You can catch it on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. Also got a couple of projects that I'm working on that's coming out soon. You know, so stay tuned, y'all. Also,
right,
my IG is Creative Vision X2. If you guys want to look me up on Instagram.
I got to get everybody's gram and mention y'all real quick. So hold on. Let me do you next. Hold on, brother. I'm in the Brisk Squad. Let me get off the record label and go down to my Instagram, everybody, Matt Drummer 1017. Let me see. I don't care if you follow me. You know, I don't like followers because they're stalkers. I like people who mix and mingle and engage. You dig? That's what's important.
Yeah.
All right, let me see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If anybody wants to hit my IG up, it's shellbug926.
See, I'm about to mention you. You look as you interrupt me. I'm about to go off.
You nice.
Okay.
But yeah,
Chris,
I'm also doing. Yeah, what's up?
Give me your Instagram again. At Creative.
Creative Vision Together X2.
Wait, I can't spell Creative. Vision V.
Creative
Vision. I found it. At X2.
Yes, X2.
Man, it didn't pop up. Creative, C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E, right?
Yeah, V-I-S-I-O-N. X2.
Off to you. I see you. All right.
Yeah,
hey,
we met before.
We
met on Clubhouse before.
Hold on a second, homie. Prophet, what's your Instagram? All
right.
Prophet.
Yeah, Prophet. P-R-O-P-H-I-E-T.
Official. Wait, R-O.
P-H-I-E-T.
P-H-I-E-T.
Stands for pro.
E-T.
Pro, P-R-O. Pi, which is the formula, right? And then E-T for etiquette. So
man,
pro,
just go on my
formula,
gram and at yourself. You're talking too much. All right.
No,
and Jay Slade. But go ahead, Creative. Go ahead real quick because after you, I'm bringing in the artist.
Yeah. What I was basically want to tune into, I was actually want to tell you that I'm actually doing a project with Yankee, you know, doing a song for Chance Dale, you know. So we're gonna really be pushing some good things, you know, with Chance Dale.
All right, I'm gonna support that.
But
hey,
y'all
look
just
here.
Stay tuned for that. You know?
Next Thursday, I want Yankee to be interviewed. I want you to be interviewed and Rilla, y'all three, okay? If y'all don't mind.
All right, that sounds good. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. No, Cynthia, in 13 seconds, I'm not off the air. In 13 seconds, we're going to overtime. So if you hang up or you unstream, you won't be able to get back into the show until after it's over. We're going to overtime already. So right now, without further ado, I'm going to bring in the man of the hour, Jay Slave. I appreciate your patience. Salute to TCB Records and my homie Prophet. Jay Slave, can you hear me?
Jay Slave, can you hear me?
Every caller, mute your phone,
how
please.
You doing, man?
Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, I appreciate your patience.
Yo.
And I'm sorry you dragged on, but I appreciate you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where you come from? What you got going on?
I'm from Hammond, Indiana, Chicagoland. I just started getting music like 2 years ago. Just got with TCB last 6 months, I say now.
Okay. Now, you know TCB is not no chump change, right?
Yes, sir. I do know that. Shout out my man Prophet. Shout out TCB. They've been putting me on.
They're more prominent than we are in Brisbane, people. The man is connected, and I call him brother. Shalom. He has showed me love over the years, and you're in a comfortable place. Trust me when I tell you that.
Hey, shout out to you, man. I remember seeing you on Keisha Passmore's show, the Ear Hustling Radio, a while back. And
hey, man,
you had the chance to be in my music video.
Okay, yep, I remember her. Now tell me, what got you into the music business? What inspired you?
I always had music potential. I've been songwriting since like age 9. I used to do like punk rock and stuff like that. Started rapping when I was like 15. Didn't take it too serious. Growing up, my daddy was my number one fan. R.I.P. to him. He committed suicide the day before my 23rd birthday, and that's what made me come out with my first single, Life Goes On, dedicated to him. And since then, it was just a song that, like, freed my soul. And then since then, I just started making music. And I try to take a negative and turn it into a positive.
Positive. I like that. How did you connect with TCB?
To be honest with you, I had an album release party last year from First Chapter of a Trilogy. It's called Awaken. It's out now on all platforms right now. And had a little get-together album listening party, and TCB showed up, and homie was trying to talk business right there, and I was like, yo, listen, I'm a little lit. I can't talk right now, but I contact you. And since then, been in tune, been in touch, and making shit happen.
Let me tell you about TCB. If he knows you, he really saw talent. And they go about signing artists the proper way. I'm unorthodox myself. You know, I'm a disruptor. I disrupt the technology. Right. He had an artist signed back in the day from Seattle, as a matter of fact. And this artist, you know, he was gang affiliated from my side of the team. But he was very disrespectful, egomaniac. I know that as his artist. He saw that kid, how he was acting to me. He said, Mac, what you want me to do? I said, nothing. I ain't going to stop this young man's dream. He's still a color man. He made exactly the decision to kick that boy off his label. The boy's doing nothing now. And to me, it just showed a love. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of music people like controversy because it makes, you know, publicity to publicity.
Oh, yeah.
I love haters. The haters keep talking about me.
It's all about the clout now. That's what it is. It's all about the clout now.
So when he did that, he really won me over because he didn't have to do that, you know? Matter of fact, if I was him, I would say, yo, keep at Matt. That'll help get him mad and make him say something. Because I blew up because when me and Faka fell out, we are cool again, by the way, people. His team went at me hard on social media, and all they did was make everybody look at me. Because Waka Flocka's bigger than me. The whole world knew him. The whole six knew me.
One thing I've been learning since I've been in the music is love and hate is the same emotion when it comes to this game.
Oh, yeah. It's like his and tails. It's been how you
as
use it and how you let it saturate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of them will bite you in the ass and just keep on thinking they can bite. Those are the people you got to smash down.
Right.
Anyway.
As long as they're okay to touch you. That's the problem.
Whatever action has happened to you, it's based on your reaction.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's always based off your reaction.
So make sure your reaction is a way to get them even madder. But without getting out of your character.
I always say life is 90% or 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what I said.
Now, Jay Slade, I got a song called Never Promise. Tell us about that. Jay Slade.
Yeah, so I got a new track. It's actually dropping in a few hours, midnight, East Central Time, I believe, on all platforms. It's called Never Promise, featuring local homie T-Maze. And basically, it's tomorrow's Never Promise. You know, you might live life right now, but you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And the message is about positive. I came up with a song. We had an incident out here in Gary, Indiana, at Playo's not that long
what
ago.
Happened?
Had a shootout over there, and they a few people got killed. Rest in peace to those people. You know, prayers to their families and all that. And you know, that was the club where I originated, where I had my first concert and shit. And
oh, wow.
I got real tight with Jerry Indiana. Shout out to Jerry Indiana Playo. And hopefully they looking to open back up soon. But we made this. That's what inspired me to make this song.
If they don't open back up, when you fully established and you can make it happen, you open it back up. How about that?
Hey, thanks. Hey.
That's the goal to reach. Now, I got to ask you something. Your Instagram, is it at JSlave, period?
No,
like
it's at JSlave Music. JSlaveMusic. Follow me on IG.
So your name is Jeff, you're Jeff Slavin, right?
Yes, sir. My legal name.
Okay. Yep. I'm about to post it. Now, do me a favor, bring in your song. Announce it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can check me out tonight. Never Promise, dropping on all platforms. Already been on 92.3. Shout out KC's and Ren Terry and the Heat Check Live. Already played this on the radio, so you already know it's hot.
Well, it's getting a real premiere here because that's the local station. We are global. This is OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio, Power Talk with OG. World premiere, JSlave, Never Promise. It'll be available after midnight on every streaming platform. Let's get it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, far from perfect, no, I made mistakes. Got a problem with me, stay to my fit. All you do is complain, no, I can't relate. I always try to stay humble, cause tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never promise, cause tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never, tomorrow never promise. Tomorrow never, tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never, tomorrow never promise. Tomorrow never. Hey, say I'm talking to explanations. Your problems ain't mine, ain't no relation. I feel too hard to be brought down now, but I still been away, never catch me down now. Only need good vibes when I'm faded. Looking at this money, damn, I made it. Keeping 100, never fake it. Keeping them good vibes in rotation. Living in a generation of friends. Well, everybody nowadays is famous. Caught up in the fast life with no patience. But yeah, far from birth, no, I made mistakes. Got a problem with me, stay to my faith. All you do is complain, no, I can't relate. I always try to stay humble, cause tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never. Cause tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never. Tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never. Tomorrow never promise.
Praying for all of my people. Praying for the whole planet. Said you know that I need you. Shout out to all of my family. The only way we gon' make it is if we all come together. Even though times get hard, just know it's about to get better. Yeah. Shout out to all of my fathers. Shout out to all of my mothers. Shout out to all of my sisters. Shout out to all of my brothers. Tomorrow's never promised, but we promise the better tomorrow. But I'm just sending a message, yeah. And we gon' solve these problems, yeah. Yeah, far from birth, no, I made mistakes. Got a problem with me, stay to my face. All you do is complain, no, I can't relate. I always try to stay humble, cause tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never. Tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never. Tomorrow never promise. Cause tomorrow never. Tomorrow never promise. Tomorrow never promise.
I like it. That bang.
Hi.
Hey, appreciate it.
Hello?
But that's real. That's real shit, though.
Okay.
That's a promise.
And it is an anthem, brother. It is the anthem for the times right now. You know what I'm saying? I would like to hear that song again.
I'd like to have that song emailed to me so I could hear it when it, you know what I'm saying, a little bit clearer.
Right.
Hey, you
that hit home for me.
I push that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely hit home to me.
Send it to every DJ I know. Get that mug out there. That mug. Hey, bruh.
Get it off all platforms.
I felt you in it. I know that.
Dude,
that's
I was
for sure.
Dope. I like that a lot. That was dope.
Get the approval, bro. Give him the approval. He send that shit to me, bro. I'm pushing that shit. I just like to make sure I got approval before I send anything to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make sure
I
know.
I would like to say, wait until midnight. Blow those streams up. we just talking business right now.
Just saying, bro.
Exactly.
Make sure I got it. Make sure I got all them links and everything. I ain't got no problem pushing anything, bro.
You can, hey, that's just one track. I got a 7-track EP coming out. It's called Still Awake. It's the second chapter to this trilogy album I got. The first chapter is already out. I dropped it as an independent artist. Still Awake is about the next level, reaching the next level.
You said Still Awake?
That'll be out. Yeah.
Is it
called
Killer Lake or Fill the Lake?
Still Awake.
Oh, still awake.
Yeah, we got.
Well, you know, you Indiana people can't speak English.
See, what's funny is I grew up half of my life down about Valdosta, Georgia. Half of my life.
Oh, that's even worse. yo, I got a whole bunch of homies from Indiana, and they won't even like your air. Your this is guy is a rapper, right? He got a song, spit in the butt. He's crazy. But he got that hardcore Indiana accent. I like, damn, like, you know how y'all do it. You know how you guys roll your everything.
Everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it because it's different, you know. And I really, I felt it. It's really a simple song,
but it carries you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the whole point. The point is to put in energy. You know, I have this one song on my first album. It's called Can't Complain. It's out on all platforms. And I used to have people tell me when after they listen, they're like, hey, I had a bad day today, but I heard your Can't Complain song, and it changed my whole mood. I said, good. That's what it's supposed to do.
Right.
The goal with the music is to create feeling, not just.
Yes.
Like, you know, like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I can rap. I can spit a few bars here and there, but my goal is to touch you at your soul. Not
to. But you're the kind of artist I like working with. You got content. You're talking about something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not just about trying to make a quick dollar, make something everybody going to jump on. You speaking to people on a level they need to be spoke to. You know what I mean? I love working with artists like that because you get depth. Your depth is going to make me reach off into my shit, bro. I'm going to pull out instruments. I'm going to pull out shit that's going to make shit somber.
Why is it to this day artists like Pac and Biggie and all them are still remembered because they put their stamp in their music. And they all have that one song, you know, word by word from growing up as a kid. And you can
Dear
hear
Mama,
it 20
Mama.
Years from now, and you still know every word.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way you think, bro. I like the way you work. We definitely going to work on some shit, bro. I'm going to fuck your head up when you start hearing these tracks. You know what I mean? Mac sitting up here. Mac ain't telling nobody. He holding the motherfucking shit. He got some shit. A nigga, y'all niggas running around with like, hey.
That's just one of my tracks. I got, oh, my God. I don't even know how many songs I got out right now. But
hey, real quick. I want to hear main product. What do you think about this man's track?
Hey, I dig the whole vibe. I'm fucking with it, man. Top off because I can hear the authenticity in it. I think I'm saying the word right, but say, man.
Right.
Yeah, I'm ready to drop. You said 12, right? 12 Central?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I'm most definitely I'm most definitely ready.
And Jay Slay, I'm going to play two songs with my artist. I want you to listen to me and tell me where you don't mind doing a track with them. I just got to ask. Hey, Kush, get that mic.
Yo, what's happening?
What'd you think about that song, homie?
Hey, I like the second verse a lot. I like he picked it up, the tempo of it. He showed versatility in the track. I was feeling it. I thought with that.
Hey, Jay Slay, I'm going to play this song. It's called On Go by Kush, and let me know you want to get it in the studio with him. This is On Go by Kush Crinkle of 1017 Brisquare Records. Let's get it.
Yeah. Now, you know what the fuck it is, my man. Kush Crinkle, bro.
Dirty World Music.
Yeah.
Dirty.
One, two.
Dirty cash.
We get them packed like a stench. My niggas don't go. Yeah. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Okay. Try me and shit can get hit. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. Yeah. Yes, I am high off some drugs. I hit the moves with my thugs. Midnight, I'm riding with gloves. No fingerprints on the slug.
No.
We send that hoe to the mug. I like the action it brings. I like the pat when it's cream. We break the green and the cream. You hit my line like a fiend, but I'm on the phone with OG. I leave the feds looking clueless. I move around like Frank Lucas. I'm so low-key to the shanks, but I keep an army of troopers. Shakers and movers who keep the smoke like a hooker. I'm like the Rocky, the other guy. I keep the pot where the oven lies. Put the work on the diet, we stay the size. Turn a 459 to a homicide. Yeah, Dirty World, we up next. Moving weight, no flex. Tell the DJ cut the check. Or I can't even do the set. Put in work and ride for the set. Taking off, you niggas all set. Too much drip, these niggas upset. They gon' hate the shit I do next. Want a meal but still touching the grand. I need the bread in my hand like give my bread on demand. They tellin' police I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. Fuck a pig, put the bread on the ham. Got bail if we suck in the jam. I get them canned like it's spam. I get them clapped by his fam. They let the fam, that's the fam.
We get them packed like a bitch.
My niggas on go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. We get them pal like a stench. My niggas on go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around.
We on go.
Yeah, man.
We get them pad like a stench. My niggas don't go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters don't go when that M around. We get them packed like a stench. My niggas don't go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around.
Signed to 1017 Bridgeville Records, and and we're re-releasing. He released it when he was into a solo. Hey, if it's not broke, you don't fix it. We're just gonna re-release it under our distribution, which is with Sony Orchard. Salute to VIP Records and Fabricio Moriah, who always makes that happen for me. Thank you, brother. When the majors hate on me, I was open doors. Jay Slave, what do you think? What do you think?
Shit, this shit was fire, man. You got to get a flow to him and shit. So
you willing to do a track with him?
We might have to reach the common ground. We might face some work.
Man, nigga, this is me. You know, me. I'll leave the details of me and the hit of your label. As long as you're willing to do it, we make it happen.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me.
Oh, come on, man. Shit, yeah. Listen, yeah. You got it, bro. Shit. Yeah, man, you, yeah. But what I need for y'all to do is just chop it up, get to know each other, and build a rapport. Best way to make a product is when people get a type of rapport. You can put two good artists in the studio together, they're going to make something. But if you want to make something great, let them get to know each other, fill each other out. Let's respect each other, you know what I mean? That's how you do it.
Quick question. Is this the artist that's going to be out at the Forge in Joliet in September?
Kush, I'm not sure. Kush?
What's up, bro?
So they got something going on in Joliet, Illinois. You want to go?
Yeah, that's not far from me at all.
I'll make it happen. Okay?
Yeah, we got tickets on sale right now online.
Okay,
and, it'll be out
in
Illinois. September 11th and September 25th at the Forge.
Yeah, tell everybody to go to your Instagram and they can find all the information about that show.
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Instagram at JSLAVE Music.
There you go. All right.
What was that again?
Shelly is complaining that because last week she did a song with an artist like me. You know, I fuck around music. I'm not an artist. She did something too. That's something we call executive privilege we could do. Shelly, what's the name of the track so we can play it?
It's called Paranoid, and it's with Hog and Spook. Hog and Spook, they're out of Cali.
Cali. Yeah, Crip Homies.
Yeah, Crip. Mm-hmm.
Not Spook from Elm, old Buster, but it's Loke Spook and Boss Hog.
Right.
This is called, what's it called, Paranoid?
It's called Paranoid.
All right, let's get it. Check it out, y'all.
Why you act so paranoid, thinking what you do? Why still kill somebody, them boys looking for you? You out here trying to hang out, you wired up, fool. Know they listen to every conversation that we do. Both homeboys, they homegirls, all went to jail. Now I get the picture, nigga. You out here telling we chase you off the block. You can't even go home until you 6 feet deep. You better stay gone.
Create a strap on my side. Everywhere I go, she does right. So if people start talking funny, like out the neck on the side, I'll caress her the way that she likes to be. One finger on the trigger while your eyes are on me. You started acting funny as if a memory. When I found that you are my actual enemy. Hold your loved ones close and your enemies closer. If paranoia is setting in, grab a Glock and I'll show ya. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Now we're gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Now we're gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. If my boy's in red and blue. With me is my problem with you. You got paranoia and a line issue. You sit there and you have no idea what I say. You think this is a game, well then let's just fucking play. I promise paranoia will soon fade away. I speak nothing but facts, just watch what I say. Feeling weak in the knees with a bitter taste. Paranoia destroys you as you fall on
on your face.
This nigga acting paranoid, he acting like a bitch. I'm starting to believe that he might even be a snitch. Cause don't make me dig a ditch and throw your body in that shit. Damn it, you collider, Rollie, get rid of the evidence on Crip. I put that ass in some concrete shoes. Reported missing shark shit, they ain't gon' never find you. Before I end up in the FEDs, I get rid of a wink, leak, and put my mind at ease.
If you pull your block out, I will pull my stuff out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up, never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your clock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Now we're gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. Why you acting paranoid? Paranoid. Yeah, you're gonna be destroyed. Be destroyed.
Hey, salute to Hoodstar Magazine out of L.A. They're tuned in, and they're my people. Shelly, is that you singing all that? That's you, the female?
Hell yeah.
What you
Shelly?
Think?
Shelly.
Yeah.
It sounds like some young chick. I like that.
Thank
why
you.
Don't you white girl? Why
it's
don't
my
you white
boys in red
like?
And blue. Huh?
Yeah.
All the white girls I rap, they all sound alike. I love them. I guess like all them Southerners rap like.
Y'all
believe I'm a white boy? Well, real quick, you know I support you. You should have gave it to me. I would have put it on my. Oh, hey y'all, I'm dropping a EP. It's called Breaking News. Executive producer me. Got Thugga, Gucci Man on it. Akon, David Banner.
Damn.
So, stay tuned. Anyway, real quick, now listen to this. This is my other artist I met at Clubhouse that I'm signing. Main product, the young chick out of Dallas. Now, pay attention. Hey, main product. Is it the one that's like a minute and 6 seconds?
Oh, shit. Look,
I'm going to play it anyway. I'm going to play it anyway, and then we'll play the Finale. We'll play it. Now, listen. Meet your mic. Yeah, that's it.
That's the beat. That's the beat, OG. That's not the beat.
Oh, it's not the song?
Look, you gotta go to your email. It's called Seat.
It's called what?
It's called Seat.
I don't speak Southern. Speak English. It's called what?
S-E-E-K. Come on now, OG.
No, I don't understand that Southern talk. S-E-E-K.
First and you will find.
Look, it's called Seek Mix. MP3. Seek Mix.
I don't see it.
Hey, Prophet.
Hold on.
Yeah. I'm here.
Hey, Prophet.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
That,
yeah,
that
well, he's getting that shit together.
We didn't get play yet. That's at the beginning. So he can't think of nothing yet. Slow your roll.
You were still trying to find music.
Oh, shut up. Hey, I talked to her like
it's
that. That's my own business.
That's the intro.
I slept in the same bed with her. She won't give me none. A girl I've never had.
I want to remix it. The Paranoid song?
Yeah. Salute to my daughter, Lisa.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to get this right song. So,
He didn't even let me talk 5 minutes about my 5 seconds about my song.
Part of getting an artist.
All right, OG, I'm resending it to right now.
Is it the one
I'm
that's
a little
called
bit
Hug 'Em Like That? Is that it?
No. It's called Seek. It should be in your email right now. Once again.
Oh, I got it. Let me send it to myself. Okay, hold on.
Oh, that was just a little intro.
Yeah, hold
on. That's keys spelled backwards in case you didn't know.
Duh.
Okay. K-E-E-S.
Like I'm stupid.
Upload. Oh, you... Hold on.
Man, I ain't gonna front. I be having some stupid moments. You gotta spell it out for me.
Shelly, my homegirl, don't get it twisted. She like my inner, she like my wife. I just ain't never hit it yet.
We
slept in the same bed. We've been around it. We've been on tour together. We, you know, but
I
ain't like that. I'm about my business when I'm about my business. Shit.
Yep. She ain't try to get on with the kitty like all the other girls do.
No. And it took me a long time to get to meet the people that most people, when they see me, they're like, get this honky tonk bitch away from me. What is she doing around me?
Hey, didn't I meet you at the BET Awards? I was in the club pop locking.
Yeah. Yep. It was funny.
Okay, I got it.
That's when we gave birth to our son, Sin City Cairo, together.
She loves him, Cairo. Oh, you see me and him was going at it on Instagram, right?
I don't pay no attention to that stuff.
But his verified account. Nigga, that blue check don't mean a goddamn thing to me unless you can't check it, nigga. That's my bro. He's family. Hold on. I want y'all to really listen to this song, man.
Let me go ahead and give y'all an intro.
That's
okay.
Go ahead. Upload it.
All right. So, boom. My name is Maine Product from Dallas, Texas. You know, I'm a very versatile artist. So, when you have your ears to this, I just want you to have an open mind and really hear about what's going through your brain, okay? I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely. I'm excited to hear it.
I can't wait.
Okay.
It'll be 2023.
Oh, shut up.
But we're going to hear it.
Probably in the morning.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Shut up, Cynthia. No, my cousin ain't on me. Okay.
That's because if it was us, you'd be hating on us.
I got it. This is the Maine Product. Now it's a 5-minute, 1-second song. This is it. Check it out. Let's get it. And she about to change her name. Maine Product 1017. Here we go.
Period. You hear that?
Meet your mics.
Questions I need answers, focus me to life around you, guarantee you will encounter thoughts of an element pattern.
Line with the foundation, infinity of nature, created. Earth was given to us as a canvas, it's a story, decorated, supported, amazing. Clouds hold information, ain't so organization when it's raining, the earth is being painted.
Baby certified, who they is, this shit fire. Under a bit bonafide, product got to make a fire. Product got to make a wanna shine like sunshine in the water. Thugs are closer than they follow. They wonder and they question. I answer question with a question. I'm like, that's after the lesson. All of you niggas is ready. Don't go for me and fuck up your blessing. I put your guns and I owe my protection. If they never ever see my weapon.
Thank you.
need answers, so I can see the life around you. There is nothing will encounter thoughts of an element pattern. But I was a foundation, infinity of nature, the creator,
that was Seek by Main Product. Hey, I want to ask Prophet first, your input.
Man. All right, it was kind of low and everything, so, you know, I was kind of straining to hear it, but I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Oh, that needs to be mixed and mastered, but you see how she just put it together.
Yeah, I hear everything. And she made the beat.
Hold on, Shelly, go ahead.
Did she make
the beat? I just wanted to see.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yes.
Go ahead, Prophet.
Did she make the beat?
Yes.
No, her mama made it. Nigga, you didn't listen to what she said?
Written all of that.
Yes.
I'm just making sure, because I know she said she was doing production and everything, too. So I was listening to
she like you. She does everything. Why y'all listen, nigga?
Yeah, she dope as fuck, bro. All right,
Shelly, go ahead. All right, Prophet, that's enough. Go ahead, Shelly.
Okay. All I want to say is I love your voice, and I would like to have heard you a little more with the piano, maybe a little remix with it, with your voice. You know,
pause right there. She was given a little taste. Those are hints. Of course she could do all the rest.
Oh, okay. I really like her voice.
Her range.
Hold on.
Like in the beginning, the first song part of it sounded like she's back in the funk days. She got that... She sound like she's part of Parliament, man.
And
then she sound like a nigga. She's bad.
Right.
Come on, man.
And then she sound like an angel.
And then that break, oh my God. Y'all got to see.
Yeah.
That's about Big Data.
All I'm saying is that I want to hear some more of you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. That's what you need
okay.
to
say. And what I'm saying is I can't wait to work with you. Squaw.
Okay. Kush, what do you think? Crinkle. And folks, don't kiss my ass. Keep it real. What do you think, Kush?
I like the versatility in her record. I already told her, y'all. I hit her up the day I heard it.
Oh yeah, y'all forgot. Y'all go to work.
Yeah, I was
already
in that room.
Yeah, forget. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
I really like your voice.
Hey, 219-318. What do you think? I think that's a creative vision. What do you think?
That
joint
was hard. I mean, I like the beat. The beat was cool. You're saying the beat was really catchy.
That's Jay Slay speaking?
Yeah. Nah, it's Creative Vision.
Creative Vision. Okay. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Jay Slay, what do you think?
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, you said that that's not mixed and matched? That's
no, it's not.
Damn. That's all I got to say. That ain't mixed and matched.
Okay.
You know, like somebody was saying, yeah, it was both. You just still feel that the soul in that.
You fucks with it though? You fucks with it?
Yeah, shit.
Honestly, that's what's up.
No,
thank
sense,
you, brother.
No offense to anybody else on the same.
Offending them. Speak your mind.
That one,
hey, Mac. Mm-hmm.
Yes, baby.
Mac, will you send me her information so I can reach out to her and I can listen to it like.
Not yet, because she didn't sign my agreement. You got to wait.
This is creative.
Anybody got to take this artist, I will smoke your ass. How about that?
Yeah. I'm not taking no artist. I just...
OG. Yo, Mac, can I send a song
to you? I'm
kidding,
kids.
I would send something to you?
I would say one thing. I would like to work with her. She's talking about versatility and all that. I heard that. I heard the versatility. Like you was talking about through the break and everything.
Yeah.
That's real music right there.
I'm telling y'all, sometimes you find that hidden jewel. She's the truth. And main product, don't get big-headed because I'll come to Texas and throw you in the trunk and take you right across to Mexico teach you a lesson. Don't get big-headed by the compliment. Hey, look here. Main product, you're mine.
What's the name of that artist again?
Main product. What's your Instagram main product?
It's
yeah,
at main product with a K, not a C.
Okay, spell it.
MAINPRODUKC.
I found you.
MAIN, say that again.
MAINPRODUKC.
Hey, look what I'm posting on Instagram. I said immigrant. My Instagram is yes. I talk about Mexico, not immigrant. I don't want
to
offend none of
you.
Get back out there. Forgive me.
Hey,
back.
Hey, hold up. I'm sorry.
I can say that. I'm black and Latino. Like I say, nigga.
This is Jay Slave. I would like to work with you in the future, if necessary, if ever possible.
Already, you got to go through that.
Oh,
hey,
Slave, listen. I didn't hear you say pretty please. It's like a plan.
Hell no. You better hear me say that.
Hey, Kush is still on here, right, Kush?
Yeah, my brother
yeah,
is Kush.
Here.
Go ahead, Mop.
Yep.
Hey, Kush, how come I don't have that song, man, and I need it on my playlist?
Because you're connected to Shelly. Send it to her directly. She think I'm her damn secretary and shit.
I just need send me your info where I can send it to.
Shelly, forget who I am.
My IG is shellbug926, and I work with Mac Drama. He's the boss.
So,
yeah, she take advantage.
Okay.
You take advantage of me.
Shellbug926?
It's S-H-E-L-L-B-U-G.
I need someone to take me to
a safe
house. I'll be honest. Shelly is her prisoner. She ties me up in her garage at night.
Whatever. You wish.
You something.
For real, I do. I'm into shit like that.
Mac Drama, I sent you something in a text message.
Hey, Yank, I love your voice. Are you single?
Yeah, I sound like I've been smoking 50 years and I don't smoke.
No, I like it. I like that sexy Bronx accent. Let me tell you something. I do believe in mixing business and pleasure. Whoever said don't do that with some fat, ugly white dude. Trust me.
I sent you a message in a text.
Oh, shit. They didn't smoke this nigga. Oh, no, he's drunk. This guy walks in front of the kite.
I can't.
Ooh.
I love this show. Just so everybody knows, I love you, Mac Drama. I love this show.
You don't love me because you didn't give me none of that.
I still need your IG.
do love you. Just because I ain't gave you no ass, I mean, I don't love you.
Yes, it does. All the women that give me ass love me.
It seems like I've been missing the party all along.
Oh, yeah. Listen, this is unscripted, uncut. Hey, I interviewed some major people from Curtis Blow, Tyler Perry, Gucci Mane, Onyx, powerful industry. Through this show, I became friends with Jeb Bush, you know, former governor of Texas.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like a Black Howard Stern. I keep it real, though. This show has kept me prominent in this industry, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm about to say something. I forgot. I talk too much.
No, you don't. You talk just enough.
I'm about to say something, though. Thank you.
I sent you a text with a link.
While we're sitting here for a second, I just want to say shout out to Breadheads, shout out to GMG.
Hey, Creative Vision, you will be a guest with Yankee next Thursday if you're available, bro.
Yeah, I'll be available for next Thursday. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll email you the details when I get back from Seattle, Yankee.
Yeah,
I want to have a Yankee Doodle time. How many times people say that to you? Shelly, what were you about to say before I really interrupted you?
Do what?
What were you about to say, and then I interrupted you rudely? I'm sorry, Queen.
I don't know now. Shit. I said a shout out to Breadheads.
I was
just
about to say, Mac Driver going to get that kitty, huh? Finally.
Mac, I just love your crazy ass.
She said she don't like eating. What the hell?
Just Shelly? No. Where you from?
Oh, I know I was going to say, so on this show, we just go with the flow. I've had major people, can you hurry up? I said, man, you know what show it says? Power Talk OG Mac Drama. Oh, you know I got into? What's that nigga that's blind in one eye from England? What's his name?
Slick Rick.
Slick rapper. He ain't trying to rush me.
Don't be saying anything bad about my boy.
Okay, he's a nice guy. God bless him.
Nah, he's good people, man. Nah, him and Dougie Fresh. Nah. That's my stomping ground.
but the publicist with Herbert. Don't rush me. This is my show. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, wait. Did he try to rush you?
Yeah.
I got to hear that story.
Hey, shout out to Swerve, too.
He
probably don't remember because he probably don't know. I interviewed Slick Rick, man, David Blackman, Cameo. Man, there's a lot of people out of Rodney Perry. I interviewed a lot. Don't get wrong. We get serious on the show, but we like to clown and have fun. Damn it, Rain. Right. I can't get in the pool tonight. Fuck. Damn, nobody around taking me to the strip club because I can't drive at night.
Man, I wish I was with you, Mac. I would just get you high. We took some weed.
Oh, let me tell y'all what happened to me last weekend. It's crazy. I feel sorry for you women. So usually on Saturdays I unwind. Oh, so I thought I was rolling out last week. I missed it by a week. I'm about to get ready to go to the...
Oh, my God.
It happened. I'm getting old. Anyway, plus, you know, I had brain damage from a head injury, so I have short-term memory. I've been shot twice in the head, shot four times in my leg, two times in my arms, a couple major crashes. I'm still here, so God, I got a purpose. Had five heart attacks, five. I got two stents, and I'm a new diabetic. But listen, so on the weekends, I go dance salsa, and I'm able to dance again. Thank you, God, for that. So... Now it's a high end Latin club. In Arizona, on this night they play salsa music, Latin music. So not just Mexicans, it's Colombians, Venezuelans, Cubano, Salvadorians, Panamanians, Colombianos, Puerto Ricanos, Dominicanos, Ecuadorianos, Paraguayo, Chileanos, Brasileros, Argentina. I mean it's a virtual Latin flavor. So this one bad Colombian chica, you know, and everybody was trying to get on her. She's that bad, you know. And some guy, I think he probably was a Panamanian. the way he talked. He offered a drink. And she said no. She said put it on the table. She didn't want it. Now, one thing about Mac Drama, I'm a cheapskate. I'm very cheap. I look out, you know, for family, but I'm very cheap. You know, I like to spend my money. People know that. They like to say, oh, you ask for Mac Drama something, you better go ask God. So, just shit, I'll drink it. I drink it. About 10, 15 minutes, it's like watching my body. You could do anything you wanted to me, I would not be able to stop it. Lucky one of my Puerto Rican homies, I said, man, something wrong with me. Took me home. Guess what? I was roofied.
Oh, my God. No.
Yes, and it took 2 days for that shit to leave my... I mean, I'm not scared of shit. I was scared for my life because I had no control.
Wow.
What it feel like? I've never been roofied before. What it feel like?
Man, I don't know. See, I don't know. I did Sherm before. Sherm is what we used to do back in the day to do drive-bys. But Sherm, you're watching everything. You're, like, laughing. You're, like, observing. This, I was watching myself. I had no control. Let me put it this way. I felt like a puppet on strings. And I didn't.
Yeah,
and
see, that's
I
don't take drinks
master.
From nobody.
Man, I learned my lesson. I'm known for that. Because I drink everybody's drink. I'm a cheapskate. You know, Peter Rose said, Max, one day you're going to regret that. I didn't tell him that. Don't know, I told him something else. So none of y'all tell Rita Ruler that. He always, man, that's my little homie right there. He's the hardest rapper you ever find in this planet. B-E-E-T-H-A-R-U-L-A, Rita Ruler. Check my homie out.
He seems like a real cool dude, too.
Oh,
yes. He seems like a real cool dude.
But, ladies, that date rape shit, I was like, that's impossible. Because I just about tried everything. I should get high like a kite, but I never let drugs get me except a couple times. But that shit, I will never ever. Man, you people who do that must be evil. How you want to? That's basically like taking advantage of a child. You know, children have no control. Babies, you know what I mean? It was like that.
Yeah. Being raped is not cool. Yeah.
Man, now I'm talking about but that drug puts you in a position where you have no control.
I know. I got roofied when I was 14 and I was raped.
Oh, damn.
No. So sorry.
You know, shit happens, but it's like, damn, that shit's some real shit. That's why I was like, damn. That's why I do not drink nobody's. I don't drink anyway. You know me, Mac. I'm a weed connoisseur.
And the shit ain't cheap. It's something you got to have money to buy. So poor people don't do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Poor people say, hey, baby, you want to smoke a joint? Do a line of coke? Let's fuck. But damn, that shit?
You have no control. You have no control. Absolutely.
None.
You can't move your arms. You can't move nothing.
No, I mean,
yeah,
like, it's like you can move, but it's like you move like you're retarded, you know? It's like crazy. And lucky my homie got me home in time. I crashed on a bed. I didn't answer no calls. You know, my wife wanted to come through me. We live separate. And I said, no, I'm doing something. I was lying like a motherfucker. Because, you know, she thinks I have what she calls no control. Is she right? Anyway, she's opposite of me. Love Chantal. Anyway, yeah, I got a wife and I play, so I'm a Mac. That's crazy.
I bet you dance to that song "Return of the Mac" with yourself in the mirror, don't you? Return of the Mac.
I do.
I like
this one. I need to go front.
I do too.
I'll be in the mirror looking like, oh yeah, yeah, that's me. What's up? I got to tell my girl,
yes.
Stand next to me. I really feel myself.
Hey, I want to thank Jay Slade for pulling up. I want to thank you, Shelly, for pulling up. Creative Visions.
Absolutely.
My cousin, Cynthia. I want to thank Kush. Main product,
yeah.
Baby girl. I'm glad the others see what I see. Because sometimes I think I'm crazy. And I see some people off my mind. So they just basically co-sign what I see. And when I say she bought me a prince, because she can sing, she can rap, she can play instruments, people. She's a real artist.
Hey,
she can produce.
With that.
She can engineer. She's how old are you, 24? Main product, you still there? Maybe her call dropped. Hold on, let me see. Main product. Earth's calling you, I guess. Oh, yeah, her call dropped. Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, hey, Jay Slave, I fuck with you, man. I'm going to tell Prophet, Kush. The CEO of his label name is Prophet, too, but he's a Jewish guy, my brother.
You hear?
I'm going to tell him thank you for introducing me to you, and I'm going to make sure my people, I might even come out this for September myself. I'll see what's up.
Hey, I got that tour coming up in Juliet, and I also got an album release party, man, November 4th. Have Prophet send you the info for that, and I love that.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather come to the release party because more intimate than to a show. Okay, let me see something.
Yeah. The honor to have.
Oh, no, honor is mine, homie. And I appreciate.
Where's the release party
for,
at?
It's outside the Chicago suburb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It's like East Chicago, Indiana area.
I was just in the Shy last month.
All right, y'all, here we go.
Everywhere. I've been around, just in the United States, I've done about 1,300 cities.
Damn, you the holding. You fuck 1,300.
Nah, I be pimping that music. I be pimping the music.
Pimp the music.
Hey, thanks for listening to this exciting episode of Power Talk with OG Mac Drama. Yeah, boy. See you next week.
See you next week.
Yeah, that is it for Power Talk. This is Jimmy Spice Curry. You know, I'm so happy that this episode went over without a hitch, without a snitch, and without a stitch. I'll see you next time. Whether you're tuning in or you're tuning out, whether you're streaming or dreaming, if you know the meaning, I so appreciate you all over the world. Yes, let's work together. All kinds of diseases, most dangerous diseases. Watch your back. Stay strong. Till next time, it's your boy Spice. What's up to my man, OG Mac Drama, Sony Orchard, all of you. We love you. See you next time. Pump up the music for me.
Yo, you have been listening to